and a nice 40-30 win here for North Union over Lake Mills. A couple of the Warrior girls were in double figures. I believe Ainsley Ulrich had 15, as well as Macy Bierstedt, I believe, had 11 in that game against Lake Mills. After tonight now, North Union, I should say, goes to Eagle Grove tomorrow night. Then they host Gunner Hayfield Ventura back here in Armstrong on Friday night. Now for Central Springs, they have been off since December 19th, and they were at Northwood Kenson. Then they took care of the Vikings that night. Final score 64-27. After tonight, the Panthers have a couple of home games in Manly. They'll be hosting Mason City Newman Catholic on Tuesday and then hosting Nashua Plainfield coming up here on Thursday. As we take a look at the starters for both squads, first of all for the Panthers, number 5, Azaria McDonough, a 5'8" senior. Number 11, Paige Prazak, a 5'6" senior. Number 13, Peyton Kruger, 5'6" senior. Number 31, Charlie Fessler, 5'6" senior. And number 53, Kari Crum, a 6'2" senior. For North Union, their usual starters. Number 2, Sheely Walders, 5'6" sophomore. Number 11, Ainsley Ulrich, 5'5" sophomore. Number 13, Macy Bierstedt, 5'11" sophomore. Number 15, Ava Steinberger, a 6-foot senior. And number 30, Hannah Nielsen, a 6-foot senior, for coaches Dr. Merle Tigas and Joel Clokey. We'll take a break and we'll come back with basketball. North Union and Central Springs in our girls game on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company is proud to call Fenton home and keeping the community connected for over 100 years. They've worked hard to ensure their exchange is part of the extensive fiber networks in rural Iowa, providing fast and reliable internet, telephone, and communication services, along with friendly local support by calling 515-889-2785. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, bringing you the best.
Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong is your full-service, locally owned and operated insurance agency. Stop in and visit with them about auto, business, farm, home, and crop insurance. They're devoted to the best insurance coverage for the least amount of money. Give them a call at 712-868-4450 or stop by their office along Highway 9 in Armstrong Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. or by appointment. Good luck, Warriors, from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong. Ringtel Communications has been providing you with great communication services for over 100 years. They're your leading provider of communications needs for broadband internet, along with digital and new technology for television. They serve Ringstead, Armstrong, and Sway City with great customer service and no contracts needed for their products and services. You can even bundle your services for additional savings. Ringtel Communications of Ringstead, Armstrong, and Sway City, traditional service, progressive technology. In 1956, a Northwest Iowa farmer built his own PTO-powered grinder mixer. Arthur Luscombe's invention marked the beginning of Artsway manufacturing. Now the company has a full product line as reliable as Art's first ever grinder mixer. Art's way of doing things inspired a focused, independent, and straightforward practice of equipping producers with the highest standard of manure spreaders, forage boxes, high dump, bale processors, graders, land planes, sugar beet harvesters, and yes, grinder mixers. Artsway Manufacturing of Armstrong.
What makes North Union Schools the place to be for your child's education? Here's Superintendent Travis Schuler.
We have a one-to-one focus, and we work to reach every student as an individual and not treat everyone the same because they're not. And everybody that is an employee in North Union really works to build a relationship with our students and with our stakeholders so that everyone that is involved with North Union understands and feels that they are also warriors. And we try and do that as educators and employees at North Union.
North Union Schools, building a foundation for lifelong learning.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. You can order your favorites off the menu, including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. See their Facebook page each week for their nightly specials. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them for your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insight, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Asgrow has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high-yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft.
Craig Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Their expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as financial statements and financial planning. By combining their expertise, experience, and the team mentality of their staff, they assure you that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. Give them a call at 515-295-9426 in Algona or 515-885-2723 in Bancroft. Craig Penning and Company, CPAs of Algona and Bancroft.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired, call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
Have an aching back or a creaky joint keeping you from enjoying the simple things in life? Hi, I'm Dr. Dalton Frick, one of the chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center. Whether you need a simple adjustment or a comprehensive treatment plan, we've got your back. With multiple treatment options like shockwave therapy, spinal decompression, and more, we have the bases covered. Book an appointment with me or one of our other trained chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong, Iowa.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
And we're back in Armstrong, and we are underway as Central Springs got the opening tip-off here with the basketball now as Kruger gets it back out this time now for a three-point attempt. This time for Charlie Fessler is up and good. 3-0 Central Springs up on top. They come off full court pressing with the basketball now is Shaylee Walters. She gets it back this time here now. Gets it over to the near side. Here's a shot put up from the near side now from Hannah Nielsen is no good. Rebound taken here now by Central Springs. With the basketball, Fessler gets it back out to Crum on the high post left side. Cross-court pass back now to Whitney Davis. Whitney is starting for McDonough tonight here for Central Springs. Gets it back over now to Prazak. Prazak right back up on top this time here now to Davis. Davis looking back inside to Crum, takes the baseline, shoots no good. Gets her own rebound, twist, turns, shoots, and scores. And she's going to go to the free throw line. Crum with the basket. And a chance to complete a three-point play here now for Central Springs. I believe it's Ava Steinberger. That was actually, well, let's see. Will it be Ava or will it be Bierstedt? It's Ava. Yep, Ava Steinberger gets the foul here. And Crum at the free throw line to complete a three-point play is off the mark. Rebound taken by Steinberger. We go the other way with the basketball now. Walters gets it down court. Ainsley Ulrich launches a three. That's no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's going to go back here now to North Union. 6:54 left to go in the opening quarter of our girls' game. 5-0. Central Springs up on top. North Union has the basketball with the inbounds pass. Going to go to Bierstead now on the left side, up on top. Now here's Ulrich, wide open for a three. No good. Rebound taken by Crum here now for Central Springs to Fessler in the front court. Basket to our right. Kicks it back out now to Kruger in the right corner. Around the perimeter they go. Going to go over to the left-hand side. We got 3 seconds called on Crum in the middle. And the first turnover of the ball game goes to Central Springs. With 6:37 left to go in the opening quarter, 5-0 our score. North Union trailing Central Springs to the front court. Basket to our left here now is Ulrich. Going to get it off this time here now to Walters. Walters back out here to Bierstead for three, left side. No good. The rebound off another Crum. Crum gets it back out this time here now to Fessler. Fester gets it off now to Kruger. Back inside to Crum. Tipped and taken away here this time now by Nielsen. We go the other way with it now. Here is Ulrich. Ulrich will go to the left side. Gets it right back to Bierstead. High post left side. Up on top now to Walters. Walters with the basketball for North Union. Back out now to Nielsen on the right wing. Nielsen now with it. Up on top to Bierstead. Goes back now to Ulrich on the high post left side. Ulrich now will drive in. Goes back inside. Nielsen with three girls all over her. Shoots no good. The rebound taken here now by Central Springs. With the basketball now will be Fessler. Walking it up to the front court. Getting it off this time here now to Prazik in the front court. Basket to our right. Prazik, top of the key, fires back out to Davis. Davis now with it, and we have got out of bounds, I believe. Yes, out of bounds. Going to be called here now on Central Springs. 5:35 left to go here now in quarter number one. Subtime number 55, Adeline Peterson checking into the ball game for the first time. 6'1" sophomore here now, and she'll come in now for Fessler. And it will be Warrior basketball. With it here now is going to be Ulrich up in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Getting it back down to Walters. Walters will try to drive in. We got a whistle and a foul. Going to be called here now on Central Springs. Panthers guilty of that one with 5:27 left to go here now in the opening quarter. Guilty of that one is going to be Kruger. That's her first. Both teams have a foul thus far in this first quarter. Here is Ulrich now bringing it up to the top of the key here now for North Union, going out to the right wing. She'll launch a three. That's no good. Rebound taken now by Peterson for Central Springs. Off to Crum. Crum going to walk it down court now. Gets it off now to Prazak up in the front court. Basket to our right here this time. She goes out to the left wing. Now gets it off to Davis on the high post left side. Davis back off to Crum. High post right side. Crum back over now to Prazak. Prazak gets it back out now to Davis. Then she moves her pivot foot. Called for a travel. And it goes back here now to North Union. Timeout on the court. We'll step aside with 4:56 left to go in the opening quarter. And a 5-0 lead for Central Springs over North Union. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
4:56 left to go in the opening quarter and a 5-0 lead for Central Springs over North Union in our girls' game tonight, as it will be Ulrich. Inbounds pass this time to Walters. Walters going to walk it up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Walters back at center circle. Man-to-man defense applied here now by Central Springs. Here's Walters now with it. Going to get back out to Ulrich. Right up top to Walters. Walters back to Bierstead now on the left wing. Bierstead gets it up on top to Nielsen as the Warriors doing some picking and rolling here now, as it's going to be Ulrich losing her step, and it's going to roll out of bounds. It goes back here now to Central Springs. 4:31 left to go in the first quarter, and a 5-0 lead here now for Central Springs over North Union. Inbounds pass this time going to be going out of Prazik, and they come out with a full court press as North Union, and Prazik will end up bouncing it off his foot, and it's going to go out of bounds here now too. North Union, 4:28 left to go here in the opening quarter, and a 5-0 lead here now for Central Springs over North Union. Inbounds pass this time up on top now to Ulrich. Ulrich with the basketball gets it off to Steinberger on the high post right side. Up on top now to Walters. Walters back out to Nielsen on the right wing. Nielsen now with it. Loose basketball picked off this time here now by The Panthers with a Prazik in the front court. Basket to our right, this time on the high post left side. Bounce pass off to Davis, high post right side. Davis now looking back inside this time. As she fires back out to Crum. Crum takes the baseline from right to left, and she's going to end up throwing it away. Turnover now on Central Springs. Fifth turnover here on the Panthers with 3:59 left to go now in the opening quarter. And a 5-0 lead for Central Springs over North Union. Subtime. Now Azaria McDonough will check in now. She actually, no, it's going to be Kruger back in, I believe. Yes, Kruger back in here now for Central Springs. With it now is Bierstedt getting it off this time now to Walters. Walters will try to drive in, gets it back out. Now to Alexis Cummins from three in the high post right side, up and good for three. Alexis Cummins with her first three, and she has the Warriors' first three. And a 5-3 lead now for Central Springs, and a foul from behind on Ulrich. Foul from behind now on Ainsley Ulrich. First personal on Ulrich. Second team foul of the quarter here now for North Union. And a 5-3 lead for Central Springs over North Union in our girls' game. Inbounds pass going to go to Prazik. Prazik here now with it. Going to get it off to Kruger. Kruger down court pass. Loose basketball and taken away here now by the Warriors. We go the other way. Cummins will drive in. Shoot, no good. And the rebound taken by Prazik here now for Central Springs. To the front court basket to our right. Prazik now with it. Looking, getting it off to Crum. And Crum's called for the travel. Traveling on Central Springs. Seventh turnover now here on the Panthers tonight. 3:15 left to go here now in the opening quarter. A 5-3 lead for Central Springs over North Union. Inbounds pass now going to be going now to Walters up in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Getting it off to Ulrich right side. Ulrich twists, turns, shoots, and she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line. I believe Prazik will be the one guilty of that one here for Central Springs. And it is. Or check that it's not Prazik. It's actually going to be on Fessler this time. So Fessler picks up her first foul. Second team foul here now on the quarter. And the first free throw here for Ulrich is off the back of the iron. No good. Ulrich kind of in a slump here in the early going. Hasn't scored yet. She's missed some threes as she normally sinks here for North Union. Second free throw after I say that is good. So Ulrich gets her first notch in the scorebook. It's 5-4 Central Springs. Inbounds pass this time. Going to go now to Kruger. Kruger down court now to Prazik. Prazik gets it back off this time here to Crum now on the right wing. Crum will look at a three. She'll try one. It's no good. Rebound taken by Ulrich. 3-on-2 break. Ulrich in the front court. Basket to her left. She holds things up. Bierstedt from three. Top of the key. That's good. Off the back of the iron and in that time here now for Bierstedt. Just as I was about to say, it's no good. It went in. And the Warriors take up their first lead, 7-5. Turnover here. Now it goes back to North Union. Three for Ulrich. In and out. No good. Rebound Bierstedt, and I believe Crum going to get her over the back. Crum is going to get Bierstedt over the back. First team foul, first foul, I should say, here on Kari Crum. And it will be a pair of free throws coming up here now for Macy Bierstedt now for North Union. As Macy takes her first of two, first free throw is up and off the back of the iron, no good. Subtime, 2-in, 2-out for Central Springs. Ambry Shirley will check in, number 15, also back in, I believe, is Whitney Davis. Crum will come out, also out Kruger here now for Central Springs. Second free throw for Bierstedt is no good. Rebound taken now here for Crum. Actually, Peterson coming out instead of Crum that time. Down court pass this time is going to be going to Shirley on the left side. Shirley up on top here now to Prazak. And around the perimeter they go. Gets it up on top this time here now to Fessler. Fessler back out, not up Davis on the high post right side. Davis now with it. Going to get it around the perimeter again. This time in the left corner, and a foul, a whistle, and Peterson called for traveling that time for Central Springs. Ninth turnover on the Panthers with 2:08 left to go in the first quarter. Nielsen will come in now for Macy Bierstedt here now for North Union. Warriors up on top 7-5 with 2:08 left to go here now in the opening quarter as Ulrich will walk it down court to the front court, basket to our left. Here is Ulrich now right on top with it now. She will launch a three and good. Ulrich finally gets that cover off that basket here for three. Ulrich has her fourth point and it's now 10-5. Warriors up on top. Prazik in the, or check that. Prazik up in the front court. Basket to our left. And we got a foul called here now on North Union. Foul called here on the Warriors with a minute 46 left to go here now in the first. guilty of that one for North Union. Will be Ainsley Ulrich, her second. And it will be the Panthers putting it up, and they get the ball. Crum will put it the shot up, and she gets the ball stuck between the basket and the backboard. First time we've seen that this year. As they're going to try to get the ball loosened up here now. Here comes a ball coming in here to see if that will loosen up that ball here. We'll see how good Carl Woolridge is breaking up that ball between the basket and the backboard. First shot, no good. Second shot for Woolridge. That one is good. Woolridge, one out of two that time, getting that basket loose between the backboard and the basket. At the free throw line now will be Crum here now for Central Springs. First one for Crum is good. Kerry Crum now has three, 10-6. Second free throw coming up here now. Subs in for both teams here now with a minute 45 left to go in the opening quarter. Second free throw coming up here now for Kerry Crum for Central Springs. That one is up. That one is no good. The rebound going to be out of bounds off of Central Springs. It goes back to North Union. 10th turnover here now on Central Springs with a minute 43 left to go in the first quarter. 10-6 our score. It's North Union up on top. Inbounds pass going to be going here now to Walters up in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Getting it back off now this time to number 14 in the ball game. That is Lissa Welbig. Stripped and taken away here now by the Panthers. With it here now is Prasic in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Around the perimeter they go. Here's Kruger now on the right side. Up on top now. Getting it off to Davis on the left wing. Back out to Prasic in the left corner. Prasic right back up on top to Kruger. Back to Prasic now on the left wing. Prasic will bring it right back up on top. Getting it off here this time. Here's a three-point attempt. No good that time here now by Fessler. And we've got traveling on North Union. Fifth turnover on North Union with 66 seconds left to go here now in the opening quarter of our girls' game. 10-6 our score. North Union up on top, and Central Springs has the basketball here now. Inbounds pass going to be lobbed in this time to Fessler. Turnaround jump shot. Fessler from the free throw line is good. Fessler gets that one to drop in. She's got five, and it's 10-8. Central Springs up on top with under a minute left to go in the first quarter. Walters gets it back out now to come to Welbig, rather. Welbig looking back inside to Nielsen, taken by Cummins, knocked out of bounds. It'll go back to Central Springs. Sixth turnover on North Union. 46 seconds left to go here now in quarter number one. 10-8 our score. Central Springs down to North Union with a basketball here now is Fessler. Downcourt pass goes to Peterson. Peterson will be called for traveling. She tried to go for a jump shot. She tried to go for a three on the high post left side. And gets the ball touched. It is called for traveling. Sub time. Walters will come out. Ulrich back in here now for North Union with 39.4 seconds left to go here now in quarter number one. Inbounds pass going to go to Ulrich. She's going to bring it to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Back out to Cummins on the right wing. Cummins now with it. Around the perimeter she goes. It's going to be going here now to Ulrich. Ulrich back now to Welbig. Now off to Cummins. Cummins long two from the free throw line is no good. Rebound taken here now by Kruger for Central Springs. To the front court. Basket to our left this time. Going to go for one shot now is Central Springs, but they can't hang on to it. And taken away by Cummins. Down court pass to Ulrich up and in under the glass. Ulrich now with six. 12-8, North Union pulling away. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and the Panthers do not get a shot off at the end of the quarter. Our score after one, North Union 12, Central Springs 8. Second quarter from Armstrong coming up in 1 minute here on 98 Country.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here in Armstrong, as we are getting set for quarter number two between Central Springs and North Union in our girls' game tonight. 12-8 our score, North Union on top here, and they will have the basketball as Alyssa Welbeck will inbounds at this time now to Ainsley Ulrich up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Ulrich getting it back inside. Loose basketball and taken away this time here now by the Panthers. We go the other way here now with it as Fessler up in the front court. Basket to our right here this time. Goes off to Davis. Left wing up on top to Kruger. Back inside to Crum. Turnaround jump shot. Crum is no good. Rebound taken this time by Kruger. Dribbles out to the right, and she's going to be called for, yep, it's going to be called for traveling. That was pretty obvious on that one. 12th turnover here on Central Springs with 7.5 minutes left to go here until halftime. With the basketball now is Ainsley Ulrich up to the front court. Basket to our left this time to Bierstead. Now on the high post, right side looking back inside, tipped out of bounds. Last touch that time by Crum for Central Springs. It goes back here now to North Union. With the basketball now, inbounds pass attempted by Alyssa Welbig here for North Union. Welbig gets that one in out of Ulrich. She's going to try a long three. It's no good. Rebound taken by Bierstead underneath. Hook shot, Bierstead is good. Bierstead gets the hook shot to drop. She's got five, and it's 14-8. North Union on top of Central Springs. With it here now is going to be Fessler in the front court. Basket to our right. Ball going to be kicked this time by North Union. Goes back to Central Springs. 7:01 left to go in the first half. Subtimed. Two in and two out now for North Union. One in, one out here now for Central Springs. 7:01 left to go here now in quarter number two. Inbounds pass attempted by Fessler. Fessler looking, gets it in this time to Prazik. Prazik now on the high post, gets it back out to Fessler now on the right wing. Fessler now with it for Central Springs, getting it back out to Prazik. Around the perimeter they go. Here's Kruger now left side, cross court pass to Davis. Right side, bounce pass inside, right to the hands that time of Ava Steinberger. We go the other way with it here now. Is going to be Ulrich shooting from 15, right side, no good. Out of bounds, it'll go back here now to Central Springs with 6:35. Nope, it'll go back, it'll stay with North Union with 6:35 left to go in the first half. 14-8, North Union up on top. As it will be, Walters to attempt the inbounds pass. Here's Ulrich from three in the high post, right side, good for three. Ulrich gets that three to drop. She's got nine, 17-8 now. The Warriors opening up a lead on Central Springs. Crum, coast to coast, up and no good. And she'll go to the free throw line. Smart foul that time by North Union. Shot-saving foul, as a matter of fact, I believe. Guilty of that one will be Ava Steinberger, and it is. And Ava will have to sit down with three fouls here. And the first of two coming up for Crum is good as it bounces around and finally drops in here now. Crum with four. Ava will have to come out. Alexis Cummins back in. Nielsen will take Steinberger's place down on the lane here. Playing defense here for a possible rebound. Second free throw for Crum is good. Carrie Crum now with five. 17-10, North Union leads Central Springs. 6:18 left to go now in the opening half. With it here now is Ulrich. Ulrich now with it, finds an opening seam, going in, shooting and scoring. Nice move that time by Ulrich to get to drop. And Ulrich's up to 11 now, 19-10. North Union up on top. Crum with it now on the left side. She will drive, she will shoot, and she will score. Carrie Crum just keeping it and taking it in. Carrie Crum now with seven. We've got a timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well with 5:51. Left to go here now in the first half, and our score, North Union 19, Central Springs 12. We're back with more from Armstrong in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
5:51 left to go in the first half. North Union 19 and Central Springs 12 in our girls' game tonight. Inbounds pass this time going to be going to Walters. Walters hitting up to the front court basket to our left here this time. Walters at center circle goes back to Nielsen. Fires back to Bierstedt. Right back up on top here. Now to Walters for three. That bounces off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Cummins right there. Puts it up and in. Cummins gets the shot to drop here that time for North Union. She's up to five, and it's 21-12 now. North Union up on top. Warriors coming out on a full court press. Down court pass goes to Kruger now on the right side. Kruger getting it back off this time now. Here is Fessler for three, left side. No good. Rebound, Crum. Drive, shoots. No good. I believe she'll be fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line here now for Central Springs. Crum to the free throw line now for Central Springs. Guilty of that one. It'll be Shaylee Walters for her first. Walters for her first. Second team foul of the quarter. First free throw for Crum is off the back of the iron. No good. Second free throw coming up here now for Crum. For Kerry Crum here for Central Springs. 6'2" in senior. That one is up. That one is no good as well. Rebound taken by Bierstedt North Union. Back out to Ulrich. Down court pass to Walters. Walters is going to be fouled this time here now by Fessler. Fessler picks up her second personal, down to 5:09 left to go here now in the first half. North Union 21 and Central Springs 12. Inbounds pass this time going to be going now to Ulrich. Ulrich now with it. She will go to the high post. Right side, back inside, loose basketball. Touch that time by the Warriors, but they go back out of bounds here now to Central Springs with 5:01 left to go here in the first half. And let's see here. Fessler will come out, and Peterson back in here now for the Panthers. Crum will attempt the inbounds pass here now for Central Springs. Crum gets that one in this time to Kruger. Kruger, down court pass, going to be going off to Davis, left side, up on top to Crum. Crum with it here now for Central Springs. Fires back out to Davis on the left wing. Down over to Kruger. Kruger will try a three. Bounces it off the rim. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Warriors. Down court pass to Cummins underneath. She drives. She shoots. That's no good. Rebound. Bierstedt brings it out to the left wing. Back out to Walters. Walters getting it back over to Ulrich now right side. Back inside to Nielsen. She finds Bierstedt wide open for three. No. Rebound taken by Ulrich right there, up and in. A timeout on the court. Ulrich gets that one to drop, but a timeout on the court with 4:24 left to go here now in the first half. And our score, North Union 23 and Central Springs 12. Back with more in 30 seconds.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-knh.com today.
Back in Armstrong, 4:24 left to go here now in the first half. North Union 23 and Central Springs 12. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Crum. Crum looking to get it inbounds, and she does this time here now to Kruger. Kruger gets that one back off now to Prasic. Down court pass taken by Peterson now on the right wing. Peterson gets that one back up to Prasic. She will drive. She will shoot. No good. However, a foul going to be called here now on North Union. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Central Spring. Got a push-off foul going to be called here now on the Warriors. Guilty of that one. Shaylee Walters, her second. Third team foul of the half for North, or the quarter, I should say, for North Union. First free throw for Prasic is no good. Sub time. We have Welbig back in here now. Or check that. It's actually Avery Walstead, 5'7" sophomore in the ballgame here for North Union. Second free throw for Prasic is no good. And the rebound taken here now by, sent by North Union. With a basketball here now is going to be Ulrich, top of the key. Ulrich now with it. She will stop. She will shoot. No good. Rebound right there is Bierstedt up and in. Macy Bierstedt up and in. She's got 7. North Union 25. Central Springs 12 with 3:52 left to go in the first half. With it here, Prasic. She'll bring it down court to the front court. Basket to our right. And now we've got a reaching foul called on, I believe, Cummins that time. Or is it going to be Bierstedt? It's actually going to be Bierstedt. Bierstedt called for the foul. And Bierstedt has her first. Fourth team foul of the quarter here now for North Union. Next North Union foul will put Central Springs to the free throw line. Prasic now with it. Gets it back to Davis now on the right wing. Up on top this time here now to number 15. That's Ambry Shirley. Shirley back out this time to Davis on the right wing. Davis right back up on top to Prasic. Back out to Davis on the right wing. Davis now with it. Wants to take a three but can't do it. Knocked away this time here now by the Panthers, but picked right back up by Crum. Crum with it now. Will drive. She will shoot it. She will be fouled that time here now. Getting a piece of her. Gonna end up being Macy Bierstedt that time. Bierstedt picks up her second personal. 3:17 left to go here. And actually, it's not going to be Bierstedt. It will actually be Alexis Cummins with her first. So Cummins with her first now. And Crum at the free throw line for a pair. Because of the fifth foul here on North Union. First free throw is no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Carrie Crum, 6'2" senior here now for Central Springs. Missed the first, second free throw on the way. That one is good. 1-for-2 that time from the free throw line for Crum. She's got 8 and it's 25-13. North Union up on top. With it is Bierstedt now on the right way. Looking this time here for Cummins. She thought she would be in the right corner, but she wasn't, and it ends up going out of bounds. Back here now to Central Springs with 3:09 left to go here now. In half number one, inbounds pass goes now to Prasic. Prasic heading up to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Prasic up on top, now to Kruger. Kruger back out this time here now to Shirley on the left wing. Shirley now with it. Kits it back off this time here now. And around the perimeter they go. Here's a three-pointer for Kruger this time on the right side. No good. Rebound Cummins. We got a push-off foul. Going to be called here on Kruger, I do believe, here now for Central Springs. And it is. So Kruger guilty of that one. And let's see here. Kruger, I have her for a pair, and she does have a pair of fouls with 2:46 left to go here now in half number one. Inbounds pass going to be going this time to Cummins to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Cummins knocked away, out of bounds off of Prasic that time. It'll go back here now to North Union with 2:39 left to go here in the first half. Sub time coming in for the first time, number 24, Ellie Lindsay in the ballgame. Lindsay, 5'7" sophomore here now for Central Springs. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going here now to the Warriors. Loose basketball taken by Prasic. Shoots no good. Rebound taken by Walters. Back up to the front court. Basket to our left. Here is Bierstedt for three. No good. Rebound taken by Walstedt. Walstedt back out this time to Cummins. Top of the key. Three-pointer for Ulrich. No good. Rebound now to Bierstedt. Back out to the left wing. Bierstedt up on top now to Cummins. Cummins back out to Walstead. Walstead will take the lane. Shoot. No good. Rebound taken by Crum here now for Central Springs. Crum gets that one back out to Prasic. To the front court. Basket to our right this time. Prasic gets that one back out now to Shirley on the right wing. Right back out this time here now to Prasic on the left wing. She brings it back to the top of the key. Back out this time here now to Lindsay left side. Shot put up by Crum underneath. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Warriors. Minute 40 left to go now in the first half of our girls game. Back out to Walstedt. Walstedt right back up on top here now to Walters. Walters wants to get rid of it. Someone's got to open up, and now they do this time now to Cummins. Up on top, goes to Walstead. Back inside, Bierstedt turns around, shoots, and scores off the glass. Macy Bierstedt up and in. I've got her now for 9. And it's 27-13. North Union up on top with 70 seconds left to go in the first half. Brazek to the front court, basket to our right this time. Brazek top of the key, gets it back over to Shirley now on the left wing. Bounce pass inside this time and up on top this time to Davis. Back to Brazek. Brazek now with it. Going to go back out to Crum. Air ball's a three right corner. The rebound taken by Nielsen. North Union, we're under a minute left to go in the first half. The basketball now with Wallstead. Left swing. Back inside here now to Bierstedt. Back out to Wallstead. She tries a three off the glass. In and out and right back in again for Wallstead. Nice move that time by Wallstead to get that to drop that time here now for North Union. And her first three. And it's 30-13. North Union leading Central Springs. 25 seconds left to go here now in the first half. Getting it back to Prazik now on the right side. She brings it out to the wing. Shot clock shut off here now. With it here now will be number 15. That is Shirley. Shoots a three from the left corner. No good. Rebound taken by the Warriors. 8 seconds left to go in the half. Driving, shooting, scoring that time will be Walters with her first points finally in the first half. And that is the end of the first half. Our score at halftime, North Union 32 and Central Springs 13. First half numbers coming up in a moment here on 98 Country.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid How? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chris Hart with Cornerstone Insurance Services. Farmers, whether your operation consists of raising corn and soybeans, custom feeding livestock, or other business ventures such as selling seed, manure hauling, or doing some commercial trucking, we can help. Our agents' farm experience and insurance knowledge help you sort through your property and liability exposures. We look for gaps and overlaps in coverage and place you with a company that pays claims and pays them timely. Visit us online at www.cornerstoneinsuranceservice.com or call us anytime at 515-272-0020.
Tina Jaskolke from Clipper It Up in Sway City specializes in men's and boys' haircuts, including flat tops and military high-end tights, and has over 15 years barbershop experience. Walk-ins only, no appointments are necessary. Clifford up is open Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Fridays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. to noon. Clifford up on Highway 9 in Sway City. And we are back here in Armstrong as the North Union dance team is performing here for us at halftime. They've got some glow-in-the-darks, and they just put the lights back on now so we can all see what's happening here as we take a look at the first half numbers here now. First of all, here for Central Springs, we have 5 points here for Charlie Fessler and 8 points here for Casey Crum. A total of 13 here now for Central Springs. Now for North Union, 2 points for Shaylee Walders, 5 for Alexis Cummins, 13 thus far for Ainsley Ulrich, 9 for Macy Bierstead, and 3 for Avery Walstead, a total of 32 points here now for North Union. It was 12-8 North Union after 1, 32-13 North Union here at the half. We'll take a break and we'll have more at the half here from Armstrong after we take this time out here on 98 Country.
Stay up to date with your hometown events with the help of Stateline Publications. Stateline Publications is the publisher for the Armstrong Journal, the Bancroft Register, the Ringsted Dispatch, and the Sway City Herald Press. Each week you'll find full coverage of North Union school activities. If you miss the action, you can catch it in your hometown newspaper. You'll also find local news and events, along with the community calendar, church notes, birth announcements, obituaries, and so much more. Subscribe today at Stateline Publications. At Stateline Publications, we've got you covered.
Bank Plus, service you can bank on.
Sometimes it's what you don't get at the bank that counts. For example, when applying for a loan, you don't want to go through a pile of red tape. If you're a Bank Plus customer, you already have an established record with the bank, so it'll be easier to make a prompt decision on your loan needs. You don't get a hassle at Bank Plus, just the services you need. Bank Plus, offices in Sway City, Esterville, Ledyard, and Grettinger for your convenience. Member FDIC.
If you're craving a delicious home-cooked meal, then head on down to Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Enjoy their great daily specials, along with burgers, ribeyes, sandwiches, salads, pizzas, and so much more, along with their favorite cocktails and beers from their bar. The kitchen is open from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays and Sundays from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a great meal soon at Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft.
Baskey Sales and Service is proud of the service and quality cars they have to offer. ASC certified mechanic Chuck Baskey has over 40 years of experience. He's a mechanic you can trust like a member of your own family. Along with being the largest snapper and hustler dealer in the area, Baskey's can get you into that perfect car or truck. Baskey Sales and Service of Bancroft, your friend in the car business, located 2 miles north and 1.5 miles west on Blacktop A38.
The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company is proud to call Fenton home and keeping the community connected for over 100 years. They've worked hard to ensure their exchange is part of the extensive fiber networks in rural Iowa, providing fast and reliable internet, telephone, and communication services, along with friendly local support by calling 515-889-2785. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, bringing you the best.
Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong is your full-service, locally owned and operated insurance agency. Stop in and visit with them about auto, business, farm, home, and crop insurance. They're devoted to the best insurance coverage for the least amount of money. Give them a call at 712-868-4450 or stop by their office along Highway 9 in Armstrong Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. or by appointment. Good luck, Warriors, from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong. Ringtel Communications has been providing you with great communication services for over 100 years. They're your leading provider of communications needs for broadband internet, along with digital and new technology for television. They serve Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City with great customer service and no contracts needed for their products and services. You can even bundle your services for additional savings. Ringtel Communications of Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City, traditional service, progressive technology. In 1956, a Northwest Iowa farmer built his own PTO-powered grinder mixer. Arthur Luscombe's invention marked the beginning of Artsway manufacturing. Now the company has a full product line as reliable as Art's first-ever grinder mixer.
Art's way of doing things inspired a focused, independent, and straightforward practice of equipping producers with the highest standard of manure spreaders, forage boxes, high dump, bale processors, graders, land planes, sugar beet harvesters, and yes, grinder mixers. Art's Way Manufacturing of Armstrong.
A small town atmosphere is what your child will be part of at North Union Schools. Here's Superintendent Travis Schuler.
The most unique thing about us is that we're a combination of seven smaller communities that all come together to form North Union. We take that small community pride, and that just comes directly into our school district and provides a unique thing for all students.
North Union Schools, building a foundation for lifelong learning.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. You can order your favorites off the menu, including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. See their Facebook page each week for their nightly specials. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them for your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insight, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Asgro has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft.
Craig Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Their expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as financial statements and financial planning. By combining their expertise, experience, and the team mentality of their staff, they assure you that every client receives a close analysis and attention they deserve. Give them a call at 515-295-9426 in Algona or 515-885-2723 in Bancroft. Craig Penning and Company, CPAs of Algona and Bancroft.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
And we are back here in Armstrong, and we are set to get the second half underway here for our girls' game, North Union 32 and Central Springs 13. We're back underway. Prazik has it now. Over to Kruger. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by, let's see, that would be Fessler. Going to go back out to Crum on the right corner. Back inside Fessler. Turn around, jump shot. Fessler no good, but she's fouled by Ava Steinberger. Ava Steinberger picking up. Let's see here. Well, I've got her for four fouls. Let's see if I'm wrong here on this one. And we were right. She's got four. Ava, got to be careful the rest of the ball game here. And a pair of free throws coming up here now. And the first one is no good this time here now by Fessler. Fessler has 5 points here now for Central Springs. Second free throw coming up here now for Fessler is up and no good. Misses them both. Rebound taken by Crum. Around two defenders, shoots, no good. Rebound and a whistle, and I believe Crum's going to get a piece of her that time, if I'm not mistaken, and it is. Casey Crum picking up her second personal foul with 7:42 rather left to go here now in quarter number three. It's Ulrich walking it up to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Ulrich bounce pass inside this time to Walters. Back out to Steinberger. Back out now to Walters. Top of the key. Gets it back off this time here now. And back inside to Steinberger. Back out now to Ulrich. Ulrich will stop. Shoot from the free throw line. No good. Ball going to go out of bounds. It's going to go back here to Central Springs. 10th turnover here on North Union with 7:17 left to go here now. In the third quarter, North Union 32 and Central Springs 13. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going now to Prazik. Over to Kruger. Back to Prazik. Goes back over to Kruger. Gets it back to Crum. Back inside now to to Fester. She shoots no good. Rebound, Crum back up, and I believe he got a foul called on North Union. And let's see here. Will it be on Bierstedt or will it be on Steinberger? It's actually going to be on Bierstedt this time. Macy picking up her second foul of the ball game. First free throw for Crum is high arching and good. Crum gets that one to drop here this time for Central Springs. She's got 9, 32-14. Second free throw coming up here now for Casey Crum here now for Central Springs. That one is up. That one is in and out and stays out. Rebound taken here this time by Prazik. Prazik over on the left wing. Bounce pass up now to Crum in the left corner. Crum with the baseline. Three girls all over here. Back out to Davis for three now. Air balls it from the left side. Ball knocked out of bounds. And last touch by North Union. It goes back to Central Springs with 6:44 left to go here now in quarter number three. And it will be, with the inbounds pass this time, Charlie Fessler here now from Central Springs to get it in. Fessler looking. She goes right back up on top this time to Davis. Back out to Prazik now on the left wing. Prazik here now with it. Back to Davis. Davis now with it up on top this time here now to Kruger. Kruger now with it for Central Springs. Around the perimeter they go. Here's Prazik. Prazik right back up on top to Davis. Back to Kruger. NBA three from the right side for Kruger. Up and good. Kruger gets that one to drop in here now for Central Springs. That's her first three of the night. 32-17. 15-point lead for North Union. With it here now, Ulrich, top of the key. Foul this time here now by Prazik. And Paige Prazik, let's see here. Do I have her down for her first? Or let's see what the scoreboard says. Yep, first foul call now on Prazik. 6:10 left to go, third quarter. North Union 32 and Central Springs 17. Ulrich inbounds pass goes this time here now to Walders. Walders back out to Bierstedt on the right wing. Right back around the perimeter we go this time here now for North Union. Up on top is Ulrich. Ulrich with it. Going to be getting it in, down into Walders. Back out to Bierstedt for three. No good. Rebound taken by Nielsen underneath. Up on top here to Ulrich. Ulrich with it here now to Walters. Back to Ulrich on the high post left side. Ulrich now will drive. Shoot, no good. Rebound. Bierstedt up and no good. And she's fouled. And she'll pick up a couple of free throws here now for North Union. So Macy Bierstedt heads to the free throw line with 5:42 left to go here in the third quarter. Foul call now on Charlie Fessler. Her third. Team's third of the quarter. Bierstedt for two. First one is good. Macy Bierstedt now in double figures with 10, 33-17. Second free throw coming up here now for Macy Bierstedt here now for North Union. I see Davis coming out. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound out of bounds. It'll go back here now to Central Springs. Central Springs basketball, that is. 33-17 our score. North Union up on top with 5:42 left to go. Third quarter, Prazik up in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Prazik top of the key out to Kruger. She will try a three from the high post. Left side and drain it. Kruger back-to-back threes for Central Springs. 33-20 now. North Union lead down to 13. Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Back underneath now to Walders. Back to Bierstedt. Drive. Shoots in and out. No good. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. Back now to Central Springs. 11th turnover on North Union. 33-20. North Union up on top with 5:13 left to go in the third quarter. And Crum will attempt the inbounds pass this time here now for Central Springs as the Warriors come out in a full court press. Down court we go this time to Kruger. Kruger around two defenders up and no good. Rebound Bierstedt, North Union bounces it off the head of Steinberger, taken now by Nielsen. Down court to Ulrich on the high post left side. Ulrich now with it. Back out to Walders. Walders top of the key here now for North Union around two defenders. Nice move that time by Walders up and in. Four for Walders, 35-20, a 15-point lead here now for North Union. Down court pass goes this time here now to Shirley on the right side up on top. Prazik. Prazik now with it, finds an opening, drive, shoots, no good. Rebound taken by Crum. Around three defenders, shoots and scores. Crum gets it to drop. She's got 11 now, 35-22, down to a 13-point lead for North Union. 4:20 left to go, third quarter. Up on top with it here now is Walters. Getting it off to Ulrich on the left wing. Back inside, Bierstedt knocked away. Out of bounds back here now to North Union. 4:12 left to go, third quarter. Subtime now as Fessler will come out. And Davis back in here now for Central Springs with 4:12 left to go here now in the third quarter. Inbounds pass. Walters gets it into Ulrich on the high post. Left side. Ulrich now with it. Stops at the top of the key. Shoots. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Panthers with 4:05 left to go in the third. With it here now, Prazik. Basket to our right, this time on the right wing. Right back up on top, this time to Shirley. Back out to Prazik. Prazik for three. Right side up and good for Prazik. Paige Prazik, that's her first points of the night, down to a 10-point lead for North Union, 35-25. Back to Bierstedt, left side. Right side now is Ulrich. Ulrich now will drive in, shoot, and score. Weird-looking shot that time by Ulrich, but she gets it to drop. She's got 15, and it's 37-25. Loose basketball, who's got it? It's going to be here, Prazik, here now for Central Springs. Brazik to Kruger, down court, looking for Crum. She gets it away from two defenders. We got a foul from behind now on Bierstedt. Macy picking up her third here now for North Union with 3:19 left to go here now, third quarter. Cummins back in now for Steinberger, and we have Peterson back in for Casey Crum here now for Central Springs with 3:19 left to go here now in quarter number three. Inbounds pass, gets it back in under Kruger on the high post left side. High post right side here now is Davis up on top here now. Going to be getting up to Shirley. Back out to Kruger. Kruger for three. High post right side, no good. Rebound Nielsen, North Union. Off to Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Getting it off to Walters for three. High post left side, no good. Rebound Bierstedt, wide open. Drive, shoots, no good. Rebounds her own shot, puts it back up. That's no good, and she'll go to the free throw line. Foul going to be called here now on North Union, or check that. It'll be Walters going to the free throw line here now. Guilty of that one here now for Central Springs will be Kruger for her third. First of two for Walters. In and out, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Shaylee Walters here now for North Union. Takes a couple of dribbles. And Walters' second free throw is up and no good. Rebound, Bierstedt. I think she might have gotten over the back, but no. It's not going to be the case as Central Springs stepped into the lane before the second free throw was shot. So Shaylee Walters will have a third free throw here now for North Union. Third free throw for North Union. Shaylee's third free throw is up and in and out, no good. Rebound taken here now by Crum for Central Springs. Back out to Prazik. Prazik heading to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Goes back into the left corner, and now she's trying to get rid of it up on top this time here now to Crum. Crum drives, shoots, and scores. Casey Crum now with, 13, 37, 27. Back down to a 10-point lead for North Union. Up on top here now will be Walters. Walters with it here now for the Warriors on the high post. Right side, man-to-man defense applied here now by Central Springs. Now she goes to the high post left side is Walters. Walters getting it back out to Ulrich now on the right wing. Ulrich now with it. She will drive. She is going to be run into by two defenders, and she will be called for traveling. Traveling on North Union. 12th turnover of the ball game here now for North Union. And we go back the other way now with 2:06 left to go. Timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well with 2:06 left to go in the third quarter. And our score, it is North Union 37 and Central Springs 27. Back with more in 1 minute. Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired, call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com. Back in Armstrong, 2:06 left to go here now in the third quarter. North Union 37, Central Springs 27 in our girls game. As the Warriors coming out with a full court press here now after the timeout. Crum will attempt the inbounds pass, and she gets this one into Davis. Davis back over this time now to Prazik, and she brings it to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Going to go down deep. Loose basketball picked off this time here now by Nielsen for North Union. Off to Walters in the front court. Basket to our left. Taking it in is Ulrich. Puts it up, and no good. Misses the easy bunny, and the rebound goes now to Central Springs. But Ulrich right there takes it away. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound. Bierstedt back up, and no good. But we're going to have a foul on the floor here, I believe, before the shot was shot. So a foul on the floor going to be called here now on Central Springs. And guilty of that one here for the Panthers will be number 11. That is Paige Prazik, her second, the team's fifth. So there should be some free throws because it's the fifth foul of this quarter, and it is. Yep, Bierstedt. At the free throw line, they weren't going to give her the fouls, but the foul shots, I should say, but it is after the fifth foul. That, therefore, free throws here for Macy Bierstedt. First one's off the back of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Macy Bierstedt here now for North Union. We're down to a minute 39 left to go, third quarter. 37-27, North Union on top. Second free throw for Bierstedt is also no good. And the rebound off now to Crum for Central Springs to Prazik in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Prazik now with it. Gets it back out now to Shirley on the left wing. Shirley now with it. Bounced pass, and we've got a loose ball and a takeaway here now for North Union. We go the other way. Here's Ulrich. Firing it back out to Walders. Cross-court pass Cummins left side. Up on top here now to Ulrich. Ulrich picking and rolling. Gets it up to the high post. Right side. A long two is good now for Ulrich. Ainsley Ulrich up to 17. 39-27 with a minute left to go. Third quarter. Prazik coast to coast. Down court Peterson. Shot is no good. But right there to foul here is...
Shane Freese from Fremont, Minnesota. Dealing with severe tennis elbow.
At the free throw line here now is going to be Peterson. First one for Peterson is off the back of the iron. No good. Sub time. Steinberger and Walstead back in. Out is going to be, let's see here, Morphew and Bierstedt. Second free throw coming up here now. Is up and no good by Peterson. Rebound taken by Walstead. And we've got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession. We'll go back to North Union with 53.5 seconds left to go here now in this third quarter. Peterson will come out. And I didn't see who came in for her. It looks, I'm going to guess it's probably Fessler here for Central Springs. With a basketball now is Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our right. Getting it off this time here now. Shot put up this time is going to be good now here by Walders. Shaley now up to six. And it's 41-27. Back up to a 14-point lead for North Union. With it here now, Central Springs. Davis on the left wing. Cross court pass to Fessler. Takes it back out to Kruger for three. Right side is good. And a foul going to be called on North Union. Fessler. We'll pick up the three and a chance to complete a four-point play here now. Fessler up to eight and guilty of that one here. Well, they're going to say Fessler is up to nine now. So Fessler up to nine. Guilty of that for North Union will be Walders for her second four-point play here. This time is no good. And the rebound taken here now by North Union down out to Steinberger. Back out here now for a three-pointer. This time is Ulrich up and good. Ainsley Ulrich's fired up here now. I have got her for 20 points, and it's 44-30. 10 seconds left to go. North Union on top, lead in the third. Here's Davis. Going to go to Crum now on the left side. Crum drives, shoots, scores. Crum gets that one to drop here now at the buzzer. That is the end of quarter number three. Our score, North Union 44 and Central Springs 32. We'll come back with the fourth quarter from Armstrong in a minute here on 98 Country.
Have an aching back or a creaky joint keeping you from enjoying the simple things in life? Hi, I'm Dr. Dalton Frick, one of the chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center. Whether you need a simple adjustment or a comprehensive treatment plan, we've got your back. With multiple treatment options like shockwave therapy, spinal decompression, and more, we have the bases covered. Book an appointment with me or one of our other trained chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong, Iowa.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Back in Armstrong as we go to the fourth and final quarter of our girls' game. North Union leads this one 44-32 over Central Springs. Panthers were back to within 10 at one point. And it will be Panther basketball. Kruger will attempt the inbounds pass into Prazik as the Warriors come up with that very deadly full-court press of theirs. Loose basketball from behind, and the foul going to be called on Cummins, reaching around that time. Alexis Cummins picking up her second. It is Cummins, but actually going to be her third. Third foul on Cummins with a 7:53 left to go here now in the ball game. Inbounds pass taken by Crum, and over and back on Crum. With 16 turnovers here now with Central Springs, 7:50 left to go here in our girls' game. Inbounds pass this time attempted here now by Ainsley Ulrich. She gets that one in here now to Walters. Walters back out now to Walstead. Walstead up on top to Steinberger, taken now by Ulrich. Ulrich on the right side, getting it up, taken away this time here now by Crum for Central Springs. Loose basketball again, and taking that one away is Cummins. To Ulrich, shoots, and it's no good, and a foul going to be called here now on Fessler. Fessler guilty of that one. Number four on Charlie Fessler here now. Actually going to say number three on Charlie Fessler. Okay, now they put four up here for Charlie Fessler for Central Springs. And two free throws coming up here now for Ainsley Ulrich. The first one is rolling around and rolls in. Ulrich gets that one to drop in. I've got her for 21, and the scoreboard agrees with me. Second free throw coming up here now for Walters. That one is up. That one is no good off the back of the iron. Basketball tipped here now and recovered by Walstead up on top. Walters for three. Got it. Three-pointer for Walters. Shaley now with nine, and it's 48-32, a 16-point lead for North Union. Up on top with it here now, Fessler getting it back out now to Kruger for three. That one is good from the right wing. Kruger's draining three. She's got all three of hers in this second half with nine, 48-35. Ulrich now with it. Can they get it around now? She gets it up to Walstead on the right wing. Back out to Ulrich. She will try a three, block that time, and the rebound taken here now by Central Springs. Down court to Pravik. Pravik with it now left side. Cross court pass. Shot put up. No good. Rebound taken by Casey Crum. Turnaround shot for Crum is in. That one just rolls right in for Crum that time. She's got 17, and it's 48-37. North Union on top with it here now. On top is Walters. Back inside Steinberger to Walters. Finds a seam. Penetrates up and in for Walters. Shaley Walters now in double figures with 11. 50-37 now. A 13-point lead for North Union. Down court pass goes to Shirley. Knocked away from behind by Walters. And it goes back here now to Central Springs, I do believe, with 6:15 left to go in the game. Central Springs basketball. North Union 50, Central Springs 37. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going here now to the Warriors. They get a takeaway here now. And we go back the other way. Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our right. Loses it, but picked up from behind by Cummins. Cummins now with it. Off to Ulrich, top of the key. 6 minutes left to go in our girls' game. Taken now, shot put up. No good, and a foul on the floor this time. Going to be called now on Central Springs. Guilty of that one. It will be, let's see, is it Crum or is it Shirley? It's actually going to be Whitney Davis instead for her first. Inbounds pass here for Walters. Gets that one in right to the hands that time of Prazik. One-on-one break. Crazy. Prazik, not crazy, puts it up and in. Well, it was a kind of a crazy play anyway. And she's got five. 50-39. North Union by 11. Ulrich from three. Top of the key. No good. Rebound. Bierstedt up and underneath and up and in. Bierstedt right where she needed to be and puts it in. She's got 12. 52-39, back up to a 13-point lead for North Union. Taken away by Steinberger here now for North Union. We go the other way. Here is Walters back out to Ulrich for three. Right side up and in for Ulrich. Ulrich gets the three. Timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well with 5:22 left to go here in the on the contest and our score. Central Springs trails North Union 55-39. Back with more in a minute.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Back here in Armstrong, North Union 55 and Central Springs 39. And we'll have our boys game coming up here about 15 minutes or so for the conclusion of our girls game here in Armstrong coming up here this evening, as it will be Central Springs basketball. Crum with the inbounds pass this time, and we got a loose basketball picked up by Ulrich. Underneath, Bierstedt up and in. Bierstedt up and in. She's got 14. North Union 57, Central Springs 39. Down court pass goes to Kruger now on the right wing. Kruger now with it. Cummins got a piece of it and walks right out of bounds with it, and they'll go back here now to Central Springs with 5:05 left to go in the game. Central Springs with Davis to attempt the inbounds pass here, this time for the Panthers. Davis looking, gets it off to Crum, top of the key. Long two is no good, out of bounds. It'll go back here now to North Union. 20th turnover on Central Springs. Peterson will check back in for Crum here now for the Panthers with 5:01 left to go in the girls' game. As it will be, well, let's see here. It'll be Alyssa Welbeck with the inbounds pass going to Ulrich. So the Panthers try a full court press, and Ulrich goes right through it underneath. Right there, putting it up, and in is Macy Bierstedt. Bierstedt now up to 16, 59-29. Warriors' biggest lead at 20. With it here now is Shirley. Knocked out of bounds that time by Ulrich on the right wing. It goes back here now to Central Springs. Central Springs basketball. Inbounds pass attempted by Whitney Davis this time, but we got a sub. Shaylee Walters will check in here now for Ainsley Ulrich here now for North Union. Up by 20 is their biggest lead of the night at 59-39. Inbounds pass this time goes to Prazik. Prazik over on the right wing. Goes near side now to Kruger, back to Prazik. Prazik back out to what? Back out to, I believe, that is Davis. And we've got a travel call here on Central Springs. Traveling on Central Springs goes back to North Union. 4:34 left to go in the game. As it will be Welbeck with the inbounds pass, going to be going now to Walters up in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Back over now to Welbeck on the left, on the step of the left side. Back out now to Cummins for three. No good. Rebound, Bierstedt, but a foul going to be called from behind here now on, I believe, Peterson. Adeline Peterson picking up her first, maybe, or just another bounce play. Okay, just another bounce play. And it will be Crum to attempt the inbounds pass, and she does this to Naprezic, but right there to foul her is Welbig. Welbig now with the foul. Alyssa Welbig picking up her first with 4:19 left to go here now in the ball game. North Union 59, Central Springs 39. Kruger will attempt the inbounds pass here now for the Panthers. Kruger gets that one in this time here now to Prazik. Prazik up in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Prazik here now with it. Off to Kruger on the high post. Left side. Right back up on top. Prazik. Prazik goes back over to the far side here now and gets it back to Davis on the high post. Left side. Davis with it up on top. Now to Peterson. Mathewson picking and rolling. Here is Central Springs. Gets it up to Kruger. High post. Left side, loose basketball, and it's going to go out of bounds. Goes back to Central Springs with 3:49 left to go here in the ball game. North Union 59, Central Springs 39. Inbounds pass this time from Davis. Going to go to Prazik. Prazik up in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Long three-pointer is going to be no good, and the rebound taken here now by North Union. We go the other way. Cummins back out to Bierstedt, right side. Back up on top now to Walders. Walders now with it. Fires it back out. Wide open. Cummins for three, left side. No good. Rebound. Bierstedt back out this time now to Welbig. Driving, shooting. No good, but she'll go to the free throw line. Alyssa Welbig will head to the free throw line with 3:25 left to go in the game. Foul called here now on Central Springs. Guilty of that one will be Charlie Fessler. Nope, it's actually going to be Peyton Kruger for her fourth. First free throw is no good. Two in, two out here now for Central Springs with 3:25 left to go here in the contest. 59-39. North Union leading Central Springs here. Free throw coming up for Welbig. That one is up and good. Welbig one for two that time. And Welbig has her first notch in the scorebook, and we have got a timeout on the court. Yes, timeout on the court with 3:25 left to go here in the contest. And our score, North Union 60 and Central Springs 39. Back with more in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
3:25 left to go in the game. Central Springs trails North Union 60-39. This is the Warriors' biggest lead now at 21. With it here, Kruger up on top, gets it to Davis on the high post. Right side, high post, left side, stripped and taken away. Here comes Welbig, 2-on-1 break. Welbig puts it up, no good. Rebound, Cummins back up and in. Cummins, Alexis Cummins, that is, now with her 7th point, 62-39, up to a 23-point lead here now for North Union. Here's Kruger, gets it right back up on top here this time now to Shirley. Shirley fires back out now to Davis. Davis back inside Peterson. Turnaround jump shot, Peterson no good. Rolls off her hands and picked off this time here now by the Warriors with the rebound. With it here now is Walders. Walters getting it off to Cummins, and another timeout on the court, but it's just for a substitution. Just for a substitution. Two in, two out here now for North Union. And let's see here. Now Central Springs will bring somebody in, and now let's see here. What's the situation here? Do we have, let's see. They're going to bring the girls in here. They're a timeout on the court, or what's going on here? Well, the officials are meeting about something. Let's take a quick break here, and our score, North Union 62, Central Springs 39. We're back with more in a moment.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-knh.com today.
Well, apparently a technical foul called on Central Springs here. Didn't really see much of a ruckus here, believe it or not, but Henna Nielsen shoots the first of two and makes the first and makes the second, and North Union will get the ball back with 2:20 left to go here now. Okay, so what happened here? Central Springs missed a player in their book here. So Central Springs missed a player in the book, number 35. The number was not in the book here. Thank you there, Mr. Slater. So 35 here is ended up being Avery Brunsvold here now for Central Springs. That was a technical here, as it will be. North Union with the basketball. Wallstead up on top this time here now, firing back out now to Nielsen on the left side. Up on top now to Welbig. Welbig will drive, shoot, no good. Rebounds her own shot, loose basketball, and recovered here now by Central Springs. So the minute 59 left to go here in the contest. Down court pass this time, going to be going now to, let's see here, 24, Ellie Lindsay here now for Central Springs. Over to Brunsvold now on the near side. Loose basketball taken away again, and that one's going to be going right into the hands of Ava Steinberger. Right back up on top here this time. It will be Taylor Parsons in the ball game now for North Union. Back inside to Steinberger. To Parsons at the free throw line. Loose basketball picked off this time here now by the Panthers. Going all the way, shooting, and blocked that time by Steinberger. And guilty, actually, Steinberger knocking that one out of bounds. And the player that she knocked it away from is Ellie Lindsay. No fouls, just substitutions for both squads with 81 seconds left to go here in their girls' contest. Inbounds pass this time, going to be going back to Central Springs. Here's a three-point attempt, no good. Rebound taken this time here now by, let's see here, was it 35? Was that Brunsvold? We'll say Brunsvold. Well, two in, two out again for North Union. We have Danica Morphew in, and also number 23, Marissa Nielsen in the ball game here now for Central Springs. For North Union, I should say. Inbounds pass this time, going to be going here now to Shirley. And here's a three-point attempt this time. Good this time here now by Carly Schaefer, a three. 5'7" junior here now for Central Springs. We're under a minute left to go in the game. 64-42, North Union on top. And that one's going to go right into the hands of one of the Panthers. A turnover here for North Union. Bringing it down this time here will be 24, Ellie Lindsay. We have got a tie-up. Alternating possession will go back to North Union with 41.6 seconds left to go in the game. Inbounds pass attempted here now by Marissa Nielsen. She gets this one in here now to Taylor Parsons. Parsons, top of the key. Cross-court pass this time to Morphew. Be getting it out now to Sam Hoy on the high post. Right side, Sam going out to the wing. Taken by Parsons. Parsons to Morphew in the high post. Left side, Morphew right back up on top to Hoy. Back inside, Parsons. Twist, turn, shoots, no good. Rebound taken here now by Lindsay for Central Springs with 10 seconds left to go in the game. Down court pass. Here's a three-point attempt by Brunsvold is no good. Rebound. That one is going to go out of bounds off of North Union back to Central Springs. And Central Springs has the ball with 3.5 seconds left to go to attempt the inbounds pass. This time is Ellie Lindsay. Ellie gets that one in here now to Shirley. That's going to be the end of the ball game. Our final score of our girls' game, North Union 64 and Central Springs 42. We'll come back with our final numbers of our girls' game coming up after we take this time out here on 98 Country.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Are you self-employed, a farmer, a small business owner? Do you want to provide yourself and employees with premium health insurance that they can afford? Look no further. Cornerstone Insurance offers group health insurance for small businesses down to one employee. Call me, Shanna Carlin, with Cornerstone Insurance in Estherville at 712-362-0319 to find out how I can help you find a plan that works for your small business. I'm available to answer your questions and to walk through the process to make sure you and your employees are getting a plan that meets your needs.
Tina Jaskolke from Clipper It Up in Sway City specializes in men's and boys' haircuts, including flat tops and military high-end tights, and has over 15 years barbershop experience. Walk-ins only, no appointments are necessary. Clipper It Up is open Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Fridays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. to noon. Clipper It Up on Highway 9 in Sway City.
Stay up to date with your hometown events with the help of Stateline Publications. Stateline Publications is the publisher for the Armstrong Journal, the Bancroft Register, the Ringstead Dispatch, and the Sway City Herald Press. Each week you'll find full coverage of North Union school activities. If you miss the action, you can catch it in your hometown newspaper. You'll also find local news and events, along with a community calendar, church notes, birth announcements, obituaries, and so much more. Subscribe today at Stateline Publications. At Stateline Publications, we've got you covered.
Back here now in Armstrong as the North Union Lady Warriors pick up their fifth win of the season and go to 500 with a 5-5 record. And they knock off Central Springs tonight. Final score 64-42. Looking at numbers here, first of all, for Central Springs, we have 5 points here for Paige Prazak, 9 points here for Peyton Kruger, 3 for Carly Schaefer, as well as 9 here now for Charlie Fessler, and 17 points leading all scorers for Casey Crum, and a 42-point total here now for Central Springs tonight. Now for North Union, we have these numbers. We have 11 points here for Shaylee Walters, 7 for Alexis Cummins, 16 for Macy Bierstead. She had some nice baskets underneath and some good rebounds. Alyssa Wilbig with a free throw. Avery Walston with a three-pointer in the second quarter, and 2 for Danica Morphew, both of those free throws, and leading the scoring tonight for North Union was Ainsley Ulrich. She got hot, especially in that second and third quarters. She had 24 points here to lead North Union tonight. Again, the final score for our girls game, North Union 64, Central Springs 42. And we will come back and get you set up for our boys matchup between Central Springs and North Union. Coming up after we take this time out, you're listening to Warrior Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Sometimes it's what you don't get at the bank that counts. For example, when applying for a loan, you don't want to go through a pile of red tape. If you're a Bank Plus customer, you already have an established record with the bank, so it'll be easier to make a prompt decision on your loan needs. You don't get a hassle at Bank Plus, just the services you need. Bank Plus, offices in Sway City, Esterville, Ledyard, and Grettinger for your convenience. Member FDIC.
If you're craving a delicious home-cooked meal, then head on down to Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Enjoy their great daily specials, along with burgers, ribeyes, sandwiches, salads, pizzas, and so much more, along with their favorite cocktails and beers from their bar. The kitchen is open from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays and Sundays from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a great meal soon at Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft.
Vasky Sales and Service is proud of the service and quality cars they have to offer. ASC-certified mechanic Chuck Vasky has over 40 years of experience. He's a mechanic you can trust like a member of your own family. Along with being the largest snapper and hustler dealer in the area, Vasky's can get you into that perfect car or truck. Vasky Sales and Service of Bancroft, your friend in the car business. Located 2 miles north and 1.5 miles west on Blacktop A38.
The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company is proud to call Fenton home and keeping the community connected for over 100 years. They've worked hard to ensure their exchange is part of the extensive fiber networks in rural Iowa, providing fast and reliable internet, telephone, and communication services, along with friendly local support by calling 515-889-2785. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, bringing you the best.
Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong is your full-service, locally owned and operated insurance agency. Stop in and visit with them about auto, business, farm, home, and crop insurance. They're devoted to the best insurance coverage for the least amount of money. Give them a call at 712-868-4450 or stop by their office along Highway 9 in Armstrong Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. or by appointment. Good luck, Warriors, from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong. Ringtel Communications has been providing you with great communication services for over 100 years. They're your leading provider of communications needs for broadband internet, along with digital and new technology for television. They serve Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City with great customer service and no contracts needed for their products and services. You can even bundle your services for additional savings. Ringtel Communications of Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City, traditional service, progressive technology. In 1956, a Northwest Iowa farmer built his own PTO-powered grinder mixer. Arthur Lescombe's invention marked the beginning of Artsway manufacturing. Now the company has a full product line as reliable as Art's first-ever grinder mixer. Art's way of doing things inspired a focused, independent, and straightforward practice of equipping producers with the highest standard of manure spreaders, forage boxes, high dump, bale processors, graders, land planes, sugar beet harvesters, and yes, grinder mixers. Artsway Manufacturing of Armstrong.
What makes North Union Schools the place to be for your child's education? Here's Superintendent Travis Schuler.
We have a one-to-one focus, and we work to reach every student as an individual and not treat everyone the same because they're not. And everybody that is an employee in North Union really works to build a relationship with our students and with our stakeholders so that everyone that is involved with North Union understands and feels that they are also warriors. We try and do that as educators and employees in North Union.
North Union Schools, building a foundation for lifelong learning.
And we are back in Armstrong as we are getting you set for our boys matchup between Central Springs and North Union tonight. On the boys' side, North Union 1-7. They came back from their Christmas holiday break last Friday and took on a very good Lake Mills squad here in Armstrong. And the Bulldogs just too much for the Warriors. That final score 68-37. And after tonight, for the rest of the week, North Union will wrap up the first half of their Top of Iowa Conference West Division action with a road trip to Eagle Grove tomorrow night. And then they'll be hosting Garner Hayfield Ventura back here in Armstrong coming up here on Friday. Now for Central Springs, they are looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-6 coming into tonight's game. Their last game was before their Christmas holiday break back on the 19th of December. They went over to Northwood to take on Northwood Kenton, and the Vikings took care of business that night, 62-29 over the Panthers. And now coming up here after tonight, they wrap up the first part of their Top of Iowa Conference East Division action, hosting Mason City Newman Catholic on Tuesday, and then hosting Nashua Plainfield coming up here on Thursday. We'll take a break, and we'll have more pregame here from Armstrong coming up after we take this time out. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. You can order your favorites off the menu, including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. See their Facebook page each week for their nightly specials. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them for your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insight, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Asgrow has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft.
Craig Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Their expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as financial statements and financial planning. By combining their expertise, experience, and the team mentality of their staff, they assure you that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. Give them a call at 515-295-9426 in Algona or 515-885-2723 in Bancroft. Craig Penning and Company, CPAs of Algona and Bancroft.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired, call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
And we're back here in Armstrong as we take a look at your starters for our boys game tonight. As I mentioned, Central Springs, the visitors up on the scoreboard, 0-6 coming into tonight's game. And their starters, number 0, Isaiah Presby, 5'7" junior. Number 1, Cohen Meyer, 5'10" sophomore. Number 2, Braden Crum, 6'1" junior. Number 11, J.C. Hubisch. A 5'10" junior, and number 34, Mikhail Ziv, a 6-foot sophomore for Colton Hammond and the Panthers of Central Springs. Now for North Union, their starters. I'm happy to say that both of the guys that got hurt during football are back as starters tonight. Number 3, Drew Henderson, a 6-foot junior. Number 4, Keaton Walders, 5'10" senior. Number 11, Cale Jones, 5'11" junior. Jimmy is back. You got it. Grady Madden, number 12, a 6-foot senior. I thought I was never going to say Jimmy's name again there for a while, the way it looked during football season. And then we have Lane Bruin starting, number 30, a 6'3" junior for Alex Fisher and Steve Ryan and the Warriors of North Union. We'll take another break and we'll come back with the start of our boys game tonight between North Union and Central Springs. Coming up after we take this time out, you're listening to Warrior Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Shane Freeze from Fairmont, Minnesota. Been dealing with a severe tennis elbow for 3 or 4 years. Found it just very restrictive physically and really limited my everyday activity. It wasn't until I was at TAFE Wellness seeking chiropractic care that they suggested that I get a stem cell shot in my elbow for treatment. Weeks later, seeing great improvement really in my range of motion and pain. Actually, as of today, you know, I'm really pain-free. If anyone has like joint inflammation or is dealing with what I've dealt with, I would highly suggest TAFE Wellness and let them help you like they did me.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Newway K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the Newway K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call Newway K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
And we're back here in Armstrong, and we are just about set to get our boys matchup going on here between North Union and Central Springs. Jumping for Central Springs will be Braden Crum, and jumping here for North Union, it will be, let's see here, Keaton Walters, and the ball tipped and controlled here now by Jones for North Union. Up in the front court, basket to our left. Off to Henderson, a back up on top to Jones. Jones with the basketball, looking now for Henderson in the high post. Gets it right back up on top to Brune. Brune with it now, back over to Jimmy on the high post, right side. Going to go back over now to Jones. Jones will take the baseline from right to left. This is a shot. Rebound. Jimmy back up and no good. And a foul going to be called here now on Central Springs. And guilty of that one here, Isaiah Presby with his first at the free throw line here for North Union tonight. Let's see here. I believe that is Cale Jones. And the first free throw for Jones is no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Cale Jones here now for North Union. Just underway for our boys game tonight here from North Union High School in Armstrong as Jones at the free throw line here now for the Warriors. Second free throw is up and good. 1-for-2 that time here now for Jones. And it's 1-0 North Union up on top. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going up to Hubes. Hubes getting it right back up to Meyer. Meyer looking to the far side, out of bounds. That's touched that time by Henderson. It'll go back to Central Springs as we're about 30 seconds into the first quarter here now in Armstrong tonight. Inbounds pass attempt goes down. Now into the hands of North Union, and getting the ball will be Jones. However, as he goes over, his toes go up off the floor. That means traveling on North Union. 7:26 left to go here now in the opening quarter of our boys' game. Inbounds pass attempted this time by Cohen Meyer for Central Springs. Gets this one in now. Into Crum. We got a whistle and a push-off foul going to be called here now on North Union. Push-off foul going to be called here on North Union. Guilty of that, Henderson. That's his first, the team's first, the game's second of the ball game here now. Both teams have a foul early on here. Inbounds pass attempted now by Meyer. Right to the hands this time here now of Jones. One-on-one break. Jones down court. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by Central Springs. We got a whistle and a body foul going to be called here now. It will just be an out-of-bounds play. Just an out-of-bounds play on Central Springs. It goes back here now to North Union. With the basketball now, Keel Jones will attempt the inbounds pass here now for the Warriors. Jones gets it right back up on top here now. Loose basketball taken away here this time. Shot put up. No good. No good. The rebound taken this time here now by Jones. Down court to Jimmy on the right wing. Back to Jones at the free throw line. Around the perimeter we go once again to Walters. Back inside. Jimmy puts it up. That one is no good. Rebound taken here now by Mikhail Ziv for Central Springs. Ziv gets that one back out this time here now to Presby in the front court. Basket to our right. Presby now with it. Getting it out up to Meyer. Meyer left to right from the baseline. No good. Rebound taken this time here now by Jimmy for North Union. Madden, that is. Gets it to the front court. Now to Jones. Jones top of the key here now for the Warriors. Finds an opening. Drives. Shoots. And scores. Cale Jones gets that one to drop. He has all three for North Union. And it's 3-0 Warriors up on top. With it now Presby in a double team. It gets rid of it down court this time out of Meyer on the left side. Meyer up on top to Crum. Crum, we've got a foul going to be called here now on North Union. Foul called on the Warriors. 6:16 left to go now in the first quarter. And we'll see who this one's going to be on. That one going to be called on Jones, his first. The team's second of the quarter. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Crum. Crum getting it in now for Central Springs. Getting it into Meyer. Back inside now to Ziv. Ziv dribbles, puts it up, and no good. Rebound right there to get the ball. Right time is Jones. Jones gets it back out this time to the front court. Basket to our left. Gets it to Jimmy. Jimmy launches a three. No good. Rebound taken this time here now by Meyer. Meyer to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Meyer right back up on top this time here now to Presby. Presby, top of the key for Central Springs. Goes back out to Meyer. Now loose basketball, but recovered this time by Meyer. Meyer down court to Crum on the left wing. Crum looking back up on top now. Driving in, shooting as Presby misses everything of the rebound taken here now by North Union. Walters gets the rebound. Up to the front court this time is North Union. Here's Henderson now on the right wing. Back inside. Jimmy drives, shoots, no good. Rebound taken here now by Central Springs. With it here now is Hoops to the front court. Coast to coast, blocked that time. Rejection by Walters. Down court pass to Madden on the left side. Madden twists, turns, loses the basketball, and it's going to go back here now to Central Springs. With it now, Presby to the front court. Basket to our right. Taken now by Crum. Driving, shooting, blocked. Rebound taken this time here now by Madden. Back out now to Jones. Jones going coast to coast. He holds things up. Back out to Henderson. Henderson is going to move his pivot foot as he tries to drive in from three, and he's going to be called for traveling. Henderson called for the travel. 4:55 left to go here now in the first half. First quarter, rather. And it's 3-0. North Union up on top. Inbounds pass attempted now by Braden Crum for Central Springs. In now is Kay Tabbert. Kay Tabbert in the ball game. Down court to Hughes underneath. Hughes back out to Tabbert now on the right wing. Tabbert now with it. We'll bring it to the free throw line. Bounce pass inside. Loose basketball taken away that time here now by North Union. And Nickerson has it. Down court we go this time here now to Jones. Back out this time here to number 10. That's great. Grayson Colgrove in the basketball game this time. Back inside Henderson. Henderson back out to Jimmy on the right, on the left wing rather. Jimmy back out now to Henderson. Here's a three-pointer up and good that time for the Warriors. Grayson Colgrove has his first three of the night. 6-0 our score. North Union up on top. With it now is Meyer. Meyer launching a three. That's good. And Meyer with his first three for Central Springs and a 6-3 lead here now for North Union. Here's Jones, top of the key. Back to Jimmy on the right side. Jimmy with the basketball here now for North Union. Cross-court pass this time goes to Henderson, right side. Henderson, cross-court back to Jimmy for three. Left side, good! Great, D. Madden. Jimmy back in the ball game for three. 9-3, Warriors up on top. With a basketball here now, once again, is going to be Chase Hoops here now for Central Springs. And we get the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be going this time back here now to North Union. North Union with the basketball. Second turnover on Central Springs with 3:42 left to go here now in the first quarter. 9-3 our score. North Union up on top. Jones heading to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Going to fire back over to Henderson now on the right wing. Right back up on top to Walters. Walters now back over now. Three-point attempt this time. Henderson in and out. It no good. It was halfway in. It comes right back out. Rebound to Hoops on the far side now. Down to the basket to our right. Here's a shot from three right side. No good by Tabbert. Rebound taken now by North Union. For the basketball here now, it will be Henderson. Henderson underneath looking this time here now for Nickerson out of bounds. Last touch that time by Central Springs. It goes back to North Union with 3:06 left to go here now in this first quarter. Sub time. Mason Dirksen will check in for the first time here now for Mikhail Ziv here now for Central Springs. And Cale Jones will attempt the inbounds pass here this time for North Union. Jones getting it back in this time here now to Walters. Walters in the right left corner, I should say. Shot up no good that time underneath. This time now to Henderson. Gets it underneath. Shot put up by Nickerson is no good, but we've got a foul called on Central Springs. Foul called on Central Springs and a pair of free throws coming up here now for North Union. And with the foul here on Central Springs will be number 33, Mason Dirksen, his first, with 2:55 left to go here in quarter number one. At the free throw line for a pair, Cole Nickerson. First one is off the front of the iron, no good. Those two guys back here for North Union, it has more of a deeper bench here now for the Warriors. That was they've been missing pretty much here all in the first part of the season here now. Second free throw for Nickerson is good. Cole Nickerson, one for two from the free throw line. 10-3 our score. Pass blocked. Gets it back to North Union. Underneath this time to Walters. Shot up and good. Keaton Walters with his first deuce of the night. 12-3 North Union up on top. Hubes with it now. On the front court, basket to our right. We've got a whistle. We have a travel. We do have a definitely have a travel call here now on North Union. Check that Central Springs. Traveling on Central Springs. Third turnover here for the Panthers tonight with 2:39 left to go here now in quarter number one. As it'll be Nickerson sitting down and Lane Brune checking back in here now for North Union.
with the basketball here now for the Warriors, and the inbounds pass this time going to be tried here by Jones. Gets it into Walters, gets it back to Grayson Kogel, rather. Now back out to Jones. Jones with it here now, top of the key. Gets it up to Jimmy on the high post, right side. Jimmy, cross-court pass. Here's a three-pointer from the right corner, up and good this time. Cale Jones with that three. He's got six, and it's 15-3, North Union on top. Shot put up this time is going to be blocked out of bounds by North Union. Goes back here to Central Springs with 2:15 left to go here now in this their first quarter. Subtime number 20 checks in for the first time here for Central Springs. Jamison Rothmeyer, 5'10" freshman here now for the Panthers. And Rothmeyer will attempt the inbounds pass here now for Central Springs. Gets that one in this time here now. It is Rothmeyer. Loose basketball picked up this time by Jimmy. Stops for a three off the mark. Rebound. Nice save, but it's going to end up being Jones stepping down out of bounds on the attempted save that time. It'll go back to Central Springs with 2:02 left to go in the first. We have got a line violation, or what do we have here? Line violation, I guess, going to be called on North Union. 2:02 left to go in the first. With a basketball here now, we'll be Braden Crum here now for Central Springs. We'll attempt the inbounds pass. Crum looking, gets this one in now to Meyer in the high post, right side. Gets it right back up here. A three-point attempt this time is no good. Rebound taken by North Union. Rothmeyer with the three-point shot. Rebound taken by Jones to the front court. Basket to our left. Three-pointer, high post, left side, up and good. Three-pointer up and good that time here now by Cale Jones, and a timeout on the court. We'll take one here as well. 1:45 left to go in the first. North Union 18 and Central Springs 3. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
18-3 our score. Central Springs leads North Union. North Union leads Central Springs. Inbounds pass. Going to go this time to the Panthers. Downcourt pass this time. Going to be going here off of Dirksen. Dirksen's got to get rid of it, and he does. And right into the hands this time now of North Union. We go the other way. Jimmy right back up on top. Bruin for three. Got it! Lane Bruin for three. 21-3, North Union all over Central Springs early in this one with the basketball. Here now is Crum. Crum with it here now. Going to get it across. Now gets that one back off this time here now to number 10. It is Jacob Rogner. Shot put up, blocked. Rebound back to North Union with the basketball. Here now is Jimmy. Back off this time here now. He's going to take it back to the top of the key. Jimmy now with it. Keeps it. Shoots and scores. Grady Madden, Jimmy up to 5, 23-3 now our score. North Union up on top. Ball out of bounds off of Central Springs, goes back now to North Union. Fifth turnover here now on Central Springs. With a basketball here now for North Union, it'll be Jimmy. Grady Madden to attempt the inbounds pass. He does this time here now to Jones. Up in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Going to get it off this time here now to Walters. Back up on top. Getting it back to Jones. Back inside. Turnaround jump shot. Good that time here now by Keaton Walters. He's got four. 25-3. Foul from behind on North Union. From behind here on the Warriors. Guilty of that one. It will be Grayson Colgrove, his first. The team's third of the first quarter. Inbounds pass attempted this time. Going to be going now to Central Springs. Here is Meyer shooting an easy bunny, but it's no good. Rebound taken here now by North Union. Shot clock off with a basketball here now. Cale Jones for North Union. Jones at the center circle now. Jones looking to find somebody. They're going to go for one shot here, obviously. He is
is North Union. Jones now with it on the high post, left side. Jones gets it up on top to Jimmy. Back over to Jones. Jones finds an opening, goes in, and misses it, but he picks it right back up, shoots it, and puts it in here now for North Union. Another two for Jones, and our score after one, North Union 27 and Central Springs 3. We're back with more from Armstrong in 1 minute.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here in Armstrong, second quarter just about set to get underway. It's been all North Union in this one. 27-3 our score. North Union up on top. And what a different looking team since the last time I got to see North Union. Good to see Drew Henderson and Jimmy back here now. They had a couple of tough football injuries, and they had to miss the first part of the season. Here's a takeaway for Jimmy. All the way, shoots, no good, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line. Grady Madden went down with that terrible leg injury back in, I believe, the fourth play of the season opener. And at the free throw line here now is Jimmy Grady Madden. And Rothmeyer gets his first foul of the game. And Madden at the free throw line for a pair. First one is up and good. Jimmy now up here to 6. 28-3. Second free throw coming up here now for Jimmy for North Union. Grady Madden. That one is up. That one is good as well. Jimmy, 2 for 2 that time from the free throw line. 29-3. North Union up on top, and they come out pressing. With it here now, Rothmeyer in the front court. Basket to our left. Loose basketball picked up. Jimmy on the other side, up and in. Grady Madden, Jimmy up to 9, 31-3, North Union up on top, down court to Meyer. Meyer fires back out this time here now to Presby underneath, taking it down, shot put up underneath is no good again, rebound taken this time here by Brune, North Union. We go the other way. Here is that's Colgrove. Cross court pass going to the near side, knocked out of bounds off of Central Springs, back to North Union with 7:13 left to go here now in the first half. All North Union, 31-3. And Henderson will attempt the inbounds pass, but first it's actually going to be Cale Jones attempting the inbounds pass here now for North Union. Jones gets this one into Colgrove, back now to Jones. Jones back over to Colgrove on the top of the key. Fires back out now. Here's a three-point attempt. This time it's going to be no good. This time by Henderson. Rebound taken now by Central Springs. We go the other way. Rothmeyer puts it up underneath. That's no good. Loose ball. And rebound taken here now by North Union. 6:50 and counting left to go here in the first half. Fires back out to Madden, right side. Up on top, Brune. Taken now by Colgrove. Colgrove, free throw line. Bounce pass off to Jimmy. Now, here's Jones for three. Right corner up and in for Cale Jones. 14 for Cale Jones. 34-3. All North Union with a basketball here now. It will be Ziv. Loose basketball. Can't hang on to it. And taken right back here now by North Union. With it here now is going to be Madden firing back. Jones again for three, right side. That's no good. Rebound Ziv here now for Central Springs. Ziv down court pass. Loose basketball again. Now picked up this time here now by Rothmeyer in the front court. Basket to our right. Here's a Meyer now with it. Off to Rothmeyer. Top of the key. No good from a three-point shot. We got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on North Union. Guilty of that one, I would say. Let's see here. It'll be on number 12, Grady Madden. Jimmy picking up his first. Subs coming in for both sides. 5:56 left to go here now in the first half. It's been all North Union in this one, 34-3 over Central Springs. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going here now to Crum, top of the key. Crum with it now. Going to get it off to Tappert on the high post right side. Back up on top, Meyer to Crum. Loose basketball, and he will go over, get it as it was knocked away by the defense. That brings it back up to the front court. Basket to our right. Taken now here now by Meyer. Loose basketball, reach and foul. Going to be called here on Grayson Colgrove, I do believe. Or not. Yes, it is going to be. No, it's not going to be on Colgrove. It'll actually be on, let's see, what our friends at the scoreboard have to say about this one. It will be on Drew Henderson, his second. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going here now to Crum. On the right side, right back up on top. Here's a long three-pointer is up and good this time by J.C. Hupsch. Hupsch gets that three, 34-6. North Union, they've been stuck on three ever since about the first part of the first quarter. Here is Central Springs. Henderson right back up on top, fires back. Colgrove three, yes, from the right wing. Grayson Colgrove up to six. 37-6, back up to a 30-plus point lead now for North Union with 5 minutes left to go first half. Gets it back off this time here now to Hupsch, and Hupsch launches a three. He gets that one to drop. He's got a couple of back-to-back threes, and it's 37-9 now. North Union up on top. With it here now, Jones. Jones with it now on the right side. Jones looking, cross-court pass to Colgrove. Colgrove fires back out. We have a whistle and foul, I believe, going to be called here now on Central Springs. Guilty party there. Number four, that is Cade Tabert. Tabert, I should say, with his first, the team's second of this second quarter. 4:36 left to go here in the first half. Colgrove gets it now. Back to Jones. Back to Colgrove. Up on top here now for North Union. Right back up on top to Colgrove. Back to Jones. Jones with it here now. Looking. Right back up on top this time to Colgrove. Colgrove now with it. Top of the key. Fires a three. That is no good. Rebound taken here now by Hupsch here now for Central Springs. Hupsch gets it back out this time here now to Tabert. Tabert back inside. Hoops will try another three-pointer. That's off the mark. Rebound taken this time here now by Jones. He's going to bring it down court, coast to coast. Fires back inside to Henderson. Right there is going to be Nickerson. Taken by Jones. Shoots it. No good. Rebound taken.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input.
With the.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid How? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Union goes back here now to Central Springs. Presby with it now at the top of the key. Presby now has it on the high post. Presby will drive in, kick it back out this time here now to Meyer on the left side. Meyer, top of the key, back over to Presby now on the left wing. Presby now with it, will drive in, and he is going to be fouled this time. I believe Drew Henderson gets his paw on him that time with 3:20 left to go here now. It's not going to be Henderson. It's actually going to be a blocking foul here, and they're going to call this one here on Cole Nickerson, his first, the team's third of the quarter. So both teams with some subs here now with 3:20 left to go in the first half. Inbounds pass this time. Going to fire back over now to Rothmeyer from three. No good. Rebound taken this time by Colgrove here for North Union. Colgrove gets it back off to Jones in the front court. Basket to our left. Right back up on top. Colgrove from the free throw line. No good. Rebound taken here now by
Hupshire now for Central Springs. Back out to Presby in the top of the key here now for Central Springs. Presby looking. Now he'll fire right back out this time now to Rogner. He shoots a three left side. No good. Rebound taken this time here now by Central Springs. With it this time now, it will be Rogner. Rogner going to go back inside now for the Panthers. He's in pretty much triple team. He got a whistle, and we've got a timeout on the court here. Timeout on the court by Central Springs with 2:34 left to go in the first half. And our score, North Union 37, Central Springs 9. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Hi, this is Chris Hart with Cornerstone Insurance Services. Farmers, whether your operation consists of raising corn and soybeans, custom feeding livestock, or other business ventures such as selling seed, manure hauling, or doing some commercial trucking, we can help. Our agents' farm experience and insurance knowledge help you sort through your property and liability exposures. We look for gaps and overlaps in coverage and place you with a company that pays claims and pays them timely. Visit us online at www.cornerstoneinsuranceservice.com or call us anytime at 515-272-0020.
Back to the action. Now we've had turnovers back and forth here. And here we go. And now we have a basket this time here now by Central Springs. Putting it up that time here now will be number 33, Mason Dirksen, for his first basket of the night, 37-11. North Union West, and we have Henderson now drains a three-pointer here now from the left corner. So Henderson puts that one up and in. Henderson with his first three of the night, 40-11 our score. We got a whistle, and we have got a traveling maybe on Central Springs. That sure looks like it here. So traveling on Central Springs. Inbounds pass here. Going back to North Union, and it will be Jones heading up to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Jones with the basketball. Gets that one back off now to Walters. Back up on top to Jones on the right side. Jones with it now. Back inside to Colgrove. Colgrove right back up on top this time here now to Jimmy. Jimmy now with it. Taken by Henderson. Henderson now with it. Back over to Jimmy on the right side. Jimmy now with it. Fires back out, now goes back inside Walters, underneath Colgrove, no good, rebound, out of bounds, last touch that time by North Union. It'll go back here to Central Springs with 1:11 left to go here now in the first half. North Union 40, Central Springs 11 here now. Inbounds pass here this time will be taken here now by Cade Tabbert. Tabbert now with it, going to be getting it off now to Rothmeyer. Rothmeyer back out to Dirksen now on the right side. Back to Rothmeyer, also right side. We've got a whistle. We got a travel called here now on Central Springs. Central Springs, 11th turnover here thus far with 55.8 seconds left to go here in the first half. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going here now to Jones. Walks it to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Jones with it now on the right wing. Up on top, Henderson. Back inside, Jimmy. Back out to Henderson for three. No good. Rebound taken here by Rothmeyer to the front court. Basket to our left, and a foul called here now on Drew Henderson. Number three on Drew, with the getting him on the body that time. So Drew will have to come out. And back in now, Lane Brune here now for North Union. Coming up for Central Springs here now is J.C. Hoops. And I didn't see who came in for him. Well, anyway, back in now is Meyer and Crum here now for Central Springs. Also in, Rothmeyer. Also in, number four, Tabbert. And I believe Presby in there as well. Actually, no, it's not Presby, it's Dirksen. Anyway, Central Springs basketball, loose basketball, picked up this time and taken away by North Union. We're under 30 seconds left to go in the first half, and the shot clock is shut off. And Jones with it, firing back out. Now goes back inside to Jimmy. Jimmy back over to Colgrove and around their perimeter. Bruin back out on top here now to Jones. Turnover goes back here now to Central Springs. Shot put up, no good. Rebound, and it's going to be a shot put back up by Crum, and a foul going to be called here now on North Union with 7.9 seconds left to go here in the first half. At the free throw line now will be Braden Crum, and second foul going to be called here now on Grayson Colgrove. Crum's first free throw is off the back of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Crum with 7.9 seconds left to go here now in the first half. Crum's second free throw coming up here now for Central Springs is up and in and out, no good. Rebound taken here now by Rothmeyer, puts it back up, that's no good. And the rebound taken now by North Union. 2 seconds, 1 second, long shot at the buzzer is no good. We are at halftime. Our halftime score, North Union 40, Central Springs 11. First half numbers here from Armstrong coming up in a moment here on 98 Country.
Tina Jaskolke from Clipper It Up in Sway City specializes in men's and boys' haircuts, including flat tops and military high and tights, and has over 15 years barbershop experience. Walk-ins only, no appointments are necessary. Clipper It Up is open Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Fridays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. to noon. Clipper It Up on Highway 9 in Sway City.
Stay up to date with your hometown events with the help of Stateline Publications. Stateline Publications is the publisher for the Armstrong Journal, the Bancroft Register, the Ringstead Dispatch, and the Sway City Herald Press. Each week you'll find full coverage of North Union school activities. If you miss the action, you can catch it in your hometown newspaper. You'll also find local news and events, along with the community calendar, church notes, birth announcements, obituaries, and so much more. Subscribe today at Stateline Publications. At Stateline Publications, we've got you covered.
Sometimes it's what you don't get at the bank that counts. For example, when applying for a loan, you don't want to go through a pile of red tape. If you're a Bank Plus customer, you already have an established record with the bank, so it'll be easier to make a prompt decision on your loan needs. You don't get a hassle at Bank Plus, just the services you need. Bank Plus, offices in Sway City, Esterville, Ledyard, and Grettinger for your convenience. Member FDIC.
If you're craving a delicious home-cooked meal, then head on down to Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Enjoy their great daily specials, along with burgers, ribeyes, sandwiches, salads, pizzas, and so much more, along with your favorite cocktails and beers from their bar. The kitchen is open from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays and Sundays from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a great meal soon at Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft.
Vasky Sales and Service is proud of the service and quality cars they have to offer. ASC-certified mechanic Chuck Vasky has over 40 years of experience. He's a mechanic you can trust like a member of your own family. Along with being the largest snapper and hustler dealer in the area, Vasky's can get you into that perfect car or truck. Vasky Sales and Service of Bancroft, your friend in the car business. Located 2 miles north and 1.5 miles west on Blacktop A38.
The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company is proud to call Fenton home and keeping the community connected for over 100 years. They've worked hard to ensure their exchange is part of the extensive fiber networks in rural Iowa, providing fast and reliable internet, telephone, and communication services, along with friendly local support by calling 515-889-2785. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, bringing you the best.
Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong is your full-service, locally owned and operated insurance agency. Stop in and visit with them about auto, business, farm, home, and crop insurance. They're devoted to the best insurance coverage for the least amount of money. Give them a call at 712-868-4450 or stop by their office along Highway 9 in Armstrong Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. or by appointment. Good luck, Warriors, from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong.
And we are back here in Armstrong. Again, our halftime score, North Union 40 and Central Springs 11 as we take a look at the book here. First of all, here for Central Springs, we have 3 points here for Cohen Meyer, 9 for Jace Hoops, and 2 here now for Mason Dirksen. A total of 11 points here now for the Panthers of Central Springs. Now for North Union, we have 3 thus far here for Drew Henderson, 4 for Keaton Walters, 6 points for Grayson Colgrove, both of which are 3s, 9 for Jimmy Grady Madden. Also 1 point here now for Cole Nickerson, 3 for Lane Brune, and leading all scorers thus far at halftime, Cale Jones with 14 points. Again, our halftime score, North Union 40, Central Springs 11. We'll have more at the half from Armstrong after we take this time out here on 98 Country.
Ring Telecommunications has been providing you with great communication services for over 100 years. They're your leading provider of communications needs for broadband internet, along with digital and new technology for television. They serve Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City with great customer service and no contracts needed for their products and services. You can even bundle your services for additional savings. Ring Telecommunications of Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City, traditional service, progressive technology. In 1956, a Northwest Iowa farmer built his own PTO-powered grinder mixer. Arthur Lescombe's invention marked the beginning of Artsway manufacturing. Now the company has a full product line as reliable as Art's first-ever grinder mixer. Art's way of doing things inspired a focused, independent, and straightforward practice of equipping producers with the highest standard of manure spreaders, forage boxes, high dump, bale processors, graders, land planes, sugar beet harvesters, and yes, grinder mixers. Art's Way Manufacturing of Armstrong.
A small-town atmosphere is what your child will be part of at North Union Schools. Here's Superintendent Travis Schuler.
The most unique thing about us is that we're a combination of 7 smaller communities that all come together to form North Union. We take that small community pride, and that just comes directly into our school district and provides a unique thing for all students.
North Union Schools, building a foundation for lifelong learning.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. You can order your favorites off the menu, including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. See their Facebook page each week for their nightly specials. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them for your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insights, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKal focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Asgrow has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high-yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft.
Craig Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Their expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as financial statements and financial planning. By combining their expertise, experience, and the team mentality of their staff, they assure you that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. Give them a call at 515-295-9426 in Algona or 515-885-2723 in Bancroft. Craig Penning and Company, CPAs of Algona and Bancroft.
And we are back here in Armstrong. Again, our halftime score of the boys' game, North Union 40 and Central Springs 11. We take a look at the girls' game. Final score there, North Union picks up their 5th win of the season to go 500 on the season with a 5-5 record with a 64-42 win over Central Springs here tonight. And again, our halftime score of our boys' game, North Union 40 and Central Springs 11. We'll take one more break and we'll come back with the second half from Armstrong after we take this time out here on 98 Country.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired. Call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
Have an aching back or a creaky joint keeping you from enjoying the simple things in life? Hi, I'm Dr. Dalton Frick, one of the chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center. Whether you need a simple adjustment or a comprehensive treatment plan, we've got your back. With multiple treatment options like shockwave therapy, spinal decompression, and more, we have the bases covered. Book an appointment with me or one of our other trained chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong, Iowa.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. Back in Armstrong as we are set now for the second half of our boys game tonight between North Union and Central Springs. And North Union leads this one 40-11 here as we get set for quarter number three here now from Armstrong tonight in our boys game. Inbounds pass goes to Jones. Jones fires back to Henderson, left side, up on top to Jones. And we got an over and back call here on North Union. Over and back on North Union. It goes back here now to Central Springs with their first offensive possession of the second half. And it will be Hupes will attempt the inbounds pass here this time here now for Central Springs. And Hupes will get this one in now this time, as he does now. Going to be getting it off now to Crum. Crum with it here now on the high post, right side, back right on top now to Presby. Presby gets it back to Crum now on the left side, brings it back top of the key. We have got 3 seconds here now, going to be called on Central Springs. They turn the ball over, and it goes back to North Union with 7:40 left to go in the third quarter. It's been all North Union in this one, 40-11 over Central Springs. Drew Henderson now with it back out to Jones. Top. Now back underneath this time to Lane Brune underneath, puts it up, that's no good. Rebounds his own shot, puts it back up, that's no good. Well, can Brune get his another rebound and a shot? No, rebound this time goes to Presby. Down court pass this time, going to be going to Crum on the right side. He drives in, shoots and scores. Crum with it here now. Braden gets his first deuce of the night. 40-13, North Union up on top. Here's Jimmy now on the left side, up on top to Jones. Jones for three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Crum for Central Springs. Up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Crum with it here now. Getting it to Presby. Back out to Crum now. Yes, he takes the baseline from right to left. Shoots. Misses the easy bunny. The rebound taken here now by Jones. Jones. 2-on-1 break. Deep inside. Jimmy right there to put it up and in. Grady Madden now up to 11. And it's 42-13 now. North Union up on top with 6:40 left to go in the third quarter. With it here now is going to be Crum. Crum with it, a back up on top to Meyer. Meyer with the basketball. Loose basketball picked up this time by Jones. Jones, 2-on-1 break and a foul going to be called here now on Meyer. Meyer gets the foul. First personal foul on Meyer with 6:27 left to go here. Or is that just going to be an out-of-bounds play? Well, let's see. Is it out of bounds or is it a foul? It'll be a foul on Crum. Or check that on Meyer. First personal on Meyer, as I mentioned. And now, let's see here. Coming out will be Presby. And coming in here now will be
a new Panther. Didn't quite see who it was. Well, anyway, here's Jimmy for three in the left side. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by Ziv here now for Central Springs. Ziv gets that one down out of Meyer. He, to Crum, I should say, puts it up and in, and he's going to go to the free throw line. Braden Crum gets the shot to fall, and he'll pick up a free throw to complete a three-point play, and a push-off foul going to be called here now on North Union. Guilty of that one, it will be Jimmy. Grady Madden picking up his second, and a chance to complete a three-point play here now for Braden Crum. It's no good. Rebound taken by Brune. North Union gets it back out this time here now to Walters. Walters up in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Cross-court pass. Going to go to Jones in the left wing. Jones back inside. Loose basketball. Knocked out of bounds. It'll go back here now to Central Springs. Turnover number 7. Unofficially on North Union with 6:01 left to go in the third quarter. North Union on top 42-15 over Central Springs. Presby with it at center circle. Gets it off to Crum. Crum will drive in. We got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now. Foul going to be called here now on North Union. The guilty one that time will be Keaton Walters, his first. 5:53 left to go here now in the third quarter. It's all North Union, 42-15. Ball knocked out of bounds that time here now by Jones for North Union. It goes back now to Central Springs. Central Springs, a combination of North Central of Manly and Norris Springs Rock Falls, in case you're wondering. And inbounds pass to this time going to be going to Jimmy. He gets it, the takeaway. Another turnover on Central Springs. And now we're going to have Jones taking it from the baseline. Underneath Jimmy, up and in. Grady Madden now with 13, and it's 44-15 North Union. Up here by 29 points with 5:34 left to go in the third. With it here now is Crum, top of the key. Gets it back out this time here. Now to Tabbert. Right side. Turnaround jump shot, Ziv is no good. Put back up and in that time by Crum. Crum is on fire. He's
like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here in Armstrong, 4:51 left to go here in the third quarter. Central Springs all over North Union, 44-17. 4:47 left to go here now in this third quarter. Loose basketball picked up this time here now. Down court pass, Jones underneath, up and in. Jones just takes off and puts it up and in. He's got 16, and it's 46-17 here now. North Union up on top with 4:27 left to go in the third quarter. With it here now is going to be Central Springs up on top to Crum. Crum going back out now to the right side, and we get a takeaway here now from Jimmy. Jimmy gets it down to Jones, down court to Jimmy, bounce pass underneath, shot put up no good. Nickerson gets his own rebound, puts it back up, that's no good, and he'll go to the free throw line here now for North Union. Nickerson will go to the free throw line here now for North Union. Fouling that time will be number 4. That's Kay Tabbert here now for Central Spring. Can appear for Cole Nickerson. First one is up and no good. Cole Nickerson will have a second free throw here with 4:05 left to go here in the third quarter. Nickerson's second free throw coming up here now. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Central Springs as Nickerson missing both free throws. With the basketball here now, it will be Meyer. And now here's a shot put up. No good. And the rebound taken by Colgrove. And a foul from behind now going to be called on Central Springs. Guilty of that one. I believe it will be Mason Dirksen, if I'm not mistaken. And it is. It's going to be his second personal, the third foul of the quarter here now for Central Springs with 3:53 left to go here now. Inbounds pass this time going to be going here now to Henderson. We've got a whistle and a palming the basketball It'll be called here on North Union. Ball goes back to Central Springs with 3:50 left to go here in this third quarter. It's been all North Union in this one, 46-17 over Central Springs. High school located in Manly and the middle school located in North Springs. Whistle and a foul from behind on Nickerson. Kale Nickerson, with that one. Second personal on Nickerson. Central Springs basketball, 3:49 left to go. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be taken. Now a shot put up for the Panthers. Is no good. Rebound Siv back up. That's no good. Our check that Dirksen is up and no good. And a foul going to be called here now on North Union. Foul called on North Union. And guilty of that one, it will be Nickerson. That's going to be his third now. He has back-to-back fouls and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Mason Dirksen. First one is up and good off the back of the iron. Dirksen now with three, 46-18. Second free throw coming up for Mason Dirksen. That one is up. That one is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken by Nickerson, and right there is Presby. And Presby just reaching in that time. And he picks up his second personal foul with 3:44 left to go. And a timeout on the court. We'll take one here as well with 3:44 left to go here.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
This is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
And we are back here in Armstrong, 46-18, our score. And for the basketball here now is Central Springs. And it will be out of bounds. It'll go back here now to North Union with 3:25 left to go here now in the third quarter. And North Union has the basketball. With it here now is Colgrove. Loose basketball. Picked up this time here now by the Panthers. Shot put up underneath is no good. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by Nickerson for North Union. Back out this time here now to Jones. He drives in, shoots, no good. Rebound fought for and taken here now by Central Springs. We go the other way here now with the basketball. Now is Presby. Presby looking back inside here now. And we've got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on Central Springs, or should say North Union. Yep, North Union with 2:47 left to go. And it looks like guilty of that one will be, for North Union, Grayson Colgrove, his third. So Grayson Colgrove, his third here now. And the first free throw is good this time here now by Braden Crum. Crum now with it. With 7 points, 46-18. Second free throw coming up here now for Braden Crum here now for Central Springs. Crum's second free throw is up and good. Braden Crum, two for two that time. He's got eight now, and it's 46-20. Our score, North Union up on top. Jones with it now, firing back inside to Colgrove. Puts it up, that's no good. He's hacked, and he'll go to the free throw line. Colgrove. Or check that. That's actually Cole Nickerson. Cole Nickerson will go to the free throw line. Guilty of that one, Braden Crum, his first now for Central Springs. It's 46-20 now, our score. First free throw for Nickerson is good. Cole Nickerson now with two, both of which free throws, 47-20. Second free throw for Nickerson is coming up. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Central Springs. It goes back. Actually, going to be last touch by North Union and goes back to Central Springs with 2:35 left to go here now in this third quarter. With it here now is Presby. Presby now goes back, and he's going to end up losing it out of bounds. It'll go back here now to North Union. 2:27 left to go here in quarter number three of our boys game. It's been all North Union in this one, 47-20. Inbounds pass goes to Colgrove. Colgrove down court pass this time. Goes inside to Jimmy. Jimmy right back out now to Jones. Jones for three left side. No good. Rebound taken here now by Central Springs. Down court pass taken away that time by Colgrove, and a foul going to be called here on Crum here now for Central Springs with 2:12 left to go in the game, in the third quarter, I should say. 2:12 left to go in the third, 47-20, and a pair of free throws coming up here now. And it will be Crum with the second personal, as I mentioned. Two free throws coming up here now for Grayson Colgrove. Makes the first. He's got seven, 48-20. Second free throw for Grayson Colgrove coming up. That one is up. That one is good. Grayson Colgrove now with eight, 49-20. North Union up on top with 2:10 left to go here now in the third quarter. With it here now, going to go inside is Tabbert. Tabbert goes back to Presby right side. Loose basketball taken away this time here now by North Union. With the basketball now, Jones, down court pass. Jimmy for three, left corner, no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Colgrove on the right side. Up on top is Jones. Jones with it now, back inside to Jimmy. Bounce pass inside, Colgrove up and in. Or check that, Nickerson up and in. Nickerson up and in. He's got four, and it's 51-20 now. North Union back up to a 31-point lead with a minute and a half left to go, third quarter. With it here now is Meyer on the right side. Shoots, no good. Rebound taken now by Jones, North Union. Jones, down court pass. Taken this time. Walters up and no good, but he goes to the free throw line for a pair here now for sent for North Union. Foul called on Central Springs. Guilty of that one will be Cohen Meyer, I do believe, and it is. Meyer picks up his third. At the free throw line here now for North Union, it will be Grayson Colgrove. First one is no good. North Union trying to get to that 35-point threshold to get the continuous clock here. They are within striking distance, back within four, 51-20 with that 31-point lead. Both teams substituting here now. Colgrove, second free throw coming up here now for North Union. That one is up and good. Colgrove up and good. He's got nine now, and it's 52-20. North Union up on top with 75 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Up on top with it here now. It will be Zach Hickey, I do believe. Shot put up. It's not Zach Hickey. It's Presby. He shoots and no good. Rebound taken by Jimmy. We're under a minute left to go, third quarter. Jimmy goes all the way, shoots, and it's blocked, but he's going to end up getting a piece of his wrist that time, and Jimmy will go to the free throw line now for North Union. I believe the guilty party was Dirksen, if I'm not mistaken. No, it's actually going to be Ziv. Mikhail Ziv with his first pair of free throws coming up here now for Greedy Madden. That one is up and off the back of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Jimmy. Jimmy takes a few dribbles. Second free throw for Jimmy is up and good. He's one for two that time from the free throw line. And Jimmy right now is up to 14, 53-20. Here's Central Springs shot blocked that time from behind, I believe. That's going to be Walters getting a piece of him that time and a pair of free throws coming up. Yep. Walters picking up his second personal with 48.4 seconds left to go in the third. At the free throw line for a pair here now, Jameson Rothmeyer. Jameson Rothmeyer, first one is up and good. Rothmeyer with his first point in the scorebook, 53-21. Second free throw coming up here now for Rothmeyer. That one is up and good. Rothmeyer makes them both. North Union 53 and Central Springs 22. 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Gets it back off this time. Not a Colgrove on the high post right side. Colgrove now with it. Fires back out. That's Brune for three. That's no good. From the left corner, the rebound taken here now by Tabard. Up to the front court. Basket to our left this time here now for Central Springs on the high post right side. NBA three from the top of the key this time here now is no good by Rothmeyer. Another shot put up by Central Springs is no good. Rebound taken now by Henderson. Henderson back off to Jimmy with 13 seconds left to go. North Union going for one last shot here in the third quarter. Jimmy back over another Colgrove on the high post left side. Cross court pass back to Jimmy. Here's a three. Blocked that time here now at the buzzer. And that is the end of the third quarter. Our score after three, North Union 53, Central Springs 22. Fourth and final quarter from Armstrong in 1 minute here on 98 Country.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-knh.com today.
Back here in Armstrong as we go now to the fourth and final quarter of our boys game. It's North Union 53 and Central Springs 22. Don't forget now, coming up on Thursday, we have another Iowa doubleheader for you. We'll be in Buffalo Center for a matchup between GTRA and North Iowa Thursday night in Buffalo Center. Takeaway this time here now by the Warriors. And we got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on Central Springs. Guilty of that one, it will be Cade Tabber. That's going to be his third. With 7:49 left to go in the game. It's been all North Union in this one, 53-22. At the free throw line now, Kale Jones here for North Union. First of a pair here for Jones is up and good. Kale Jones gets that one to drop. Kale now up to 17, 54-22. They can get about maybe a few more points here. They can possibly make it a 35-point game and continue the clock, but the second free throw is no good with the basketball. Tabert now. Here's a three-point attempt from the right-left corner. Is up and good by Rothmeyer. Jamison Rothmeyer now with six, 54-25. Back inside North Union with it. Colgrove right side up on top. Fires it back out to Jones. Jones back inside. Jimmy puts it up and scores, and he's going to the free throw line. Jimmy with 16, a chance to make it 17. To complete a three-point play with 7:25 left to go in the game. 56-25. 31-point lead here now for North Union. First, the free throw for Jimmy is up and in and out, no good. Rebound taken here now by Central Springs with the basketball here now. It will be for the Panthers. Getting it back off to Rothmeyer. He shoots out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. It goes back to the Warriors with 7:14 left to go in the game. Jones, inbounds pass this time, goes to Colgrove. It goes back to Jones to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Bounce pass inside. Now gets it back out to Jones. Getting it back this time to Jimmy. Up on top, Jones for three. Top of the key, off the mark. Rebound taken here now by North Union. Gets it right back up on top. Here's Henderson taking it from the baseline left to right. Shooting no good. Rebound taken by Jones. Turn around, jump shot. Jones is good. Kale now up to 19 points. 58-25. The Warriors can hold them off down here and pick up the basket in their next possession. We go to continuous clock. With it here now, it will be Meyer. Here's a three-point attempt. No good. Rebound taken by Rothmeyer. Goes in, shoots. That's no good. Rebound taken by Colgrove. We go the other way. Jones, down court pass. Wide open. Now loose basketball, and we got an over and back call on North Union. Over and back on North Union. Goes back here now to Central Springs with 6:22 left to go in our boys' game. You're listening to North Union Warrior Basketball on 98.1 FM, KBEW, Blue Earth, Minnesota. Inbounds pass this time going to be going to Crum. Crum getting it back over to the far side. Shot put up, block that time. Nice block, I believe. Getting a piece of that one was Jones. It'll go back to Central Springs with 6:16 left to go in the contest. Inbounds pass this time. Will be going to be out of bounds. Last touch, that what they ended up doing. They tried to hit the ball out of bounds off of a Warrior, and the Panther was out of bounds, and he caught the ball, so therefore it's out of bounds back here now to North Union. 58-25, 6:10 left to go in the game. Jimmy now with it right side. Back inside. Fires it back out now to Henderson. Henderson, cross-court pass. Here's a three for the Warriors. No good that time by Jimmy. Rebound taken now by some, but another takeaway. Henderson up and in. Henderson gets the ball to drop. He's got five. It's now the 35-point lead. We're in the continuous clock with 5:50 left to go. Another takeaway. Jones, coast to coast, up and good, and he's going to go to the free throw line. Cale Jones gets it to drop. He's at 21 and a chance now to complete a three-point play here now for North Union with continuous clock at five. Actually, they stopped the clock because of free throws. 5:35 left to go in the game. 62-25, North Union on top by 37 points. And they're going to bring a sub in here. Isaiah Presby back in the ball game here now. And at the free throw line to complete the three-point play is Cale Jones. That is up and no good. Rebound taken here now by Central Springs. 62-25. North Union on top. Underneath, shot put up by Meyer is no good. I should say by Crum, and I believe he got a piece of him that time. See if we got free throws. I'm thinking we do on this one. Yep, we do. So they stop the clock with 5:16 left to go and free throws. And Drew Henderson just picked up his fourth personal. First free throw this time for Crum is no good. Second free throw coming up here now by Braden Crum here now for Central Springs. Takes a couple of dribbles. That one is up. That one is good. Braden Crum. 1-for-2 that time from the free throw line. And now a timeout called here now with 5:16 left to go here in the contest. We'll take a timeout here as well. 5:16 left to go in the contest. North Union 62 and Central Springs 26. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we are back here in Armstrong, North Union leading Central Springs, final up by a score of 62-26. In case you're wondering, the towns of Central Springs, it's Henlentown, Manly, and Plymouth, the former North Central School District, and of course, the towns of North Springs and Rock Falls, the other district, high school in Manly, and the middle school in Rock Falls, North Springs. The middle school's in North Springs, a sort of a surround Mason City a little bit. Manly, Henlentown, Manly, and Plymouth to the north of Mason City, and North Springs and Rock Falls. That is over east of Mason City, if my geography is right on that one. Inbounds pass this time is going to be going now to North Union. Jones gets it back off this time here to the Walters. Walters back to Jones in the front court. Basket to our right. Taken now here. Back out to Jimmy. Jimmy for three from the right side. Up and good. Or check that. That is actually here now. Drew Henderson for that three. 65-26. Whistle and a push-off foul. No free throws. Nope, no free throws. So that clock continues to wind down. We're at 4:45 and counting left to go in the game. Grayson Colgrove picks up his fourth personal. Continuous clock down to 4:40 left to go in the game here. Inbounds pass goes this time here now to Meyer. Loose basketball taken away by Jones. Coast to coast, Jones fires back out now to Walders. Walders looking inside and is taken away this time now by Central Springs. Taken now by Meyer. Loose basketball. Bruin right there gets the takeaway. Down court pass Jones. Jones puts it up. That's no good. A whistle and a foul called. And five in, five out at the next substitution here now for North Union. At the free throw, actually with the foul here now was Makila Ziv. At the free throw line for a pair now is Jones. Cale Jones up to 21 points, four in, four out. And the Warriors, a substitute four in, four out here now. If Jones can make this free throw, he will come out and be done for the night. Second free throw for Jones is no good. Rebound tipped and taken now by North Union. With the basketball here now for the Warriors. It'll be number 13, Emmett Bierstead. Shot no good. Rebound taken by Jones. Jones gets that one back out this time here now to Donnie Stevens. We've got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now. Nope. Just going to be travel. Just going to be travel. Jones will come out. Now we can tell you who's all in for North Union. Carl Baskey, number 21 in the ballgame. Number 15, Carson Crouch is in there. Number 14, Donnie Stevens is in there for North Union. Also in number 1, Colin Cruz. Number 13, Emmett Bierstead. And I think I got everybody. Yes, I did. All right, here we go. Here's Central Springs with the basketball. That is Presby getting at that back off that time here now to Rothmeyer. Here's a three-point attempt. In and out, no good. Rebound taken here by Crum. Shot put up this time by Crum. No good. Gets his own rebound. And we've got a whistle and a foul from behind going to be called here now on North Union. No free throws. No free throws. Going to be called here now on North Union. Continuous clock winding down to 3 big minutes left to go here. And we'll see who's guilty of this one. Looks like Emmett Bierstead guilty of this one. 5'7 junior into the ballgame now for North Union. Inbounds pass this time goes to Crum. Crum gets it back out to Rothmeyer. Shoots a long three. No good. Rebound taken by Presby. And I believe we may have a timeout, and we do. Full timeout. 2:36 left to go here. We'll pause here for just a moment with 2:36 left to go in the game. And our score, North Union 65 and Central Springs 26. We're back with more in 30 seconds here on
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
And we are back here in Armstrong. After tonight, North Union has a couple more top of Iowa Conference games. As I mentioned, a couple more top of Iowa Conference games coming up here now for North Union to wrap up the first half of their conference schedule. They go to Eagle Grove tomorrow night. Then they host Gunner Hekill Ventura back here in Armstrong on Friday night. Inbounds pass goes back here now to Central Springs. Around the perimeter they go to Crum at the free throw line up on top. Rothmeyer for three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Dirksen back up and in. Mason Dirksen now with eight. 65-28. 2:20 left to go in the game. Down court pass this time. Back to North Union. And that one's going to go off the foot of the Warriors, Cale Vasky that time, and go out of bounds. Clock continues to wind down. 2:05 left to go in the continuous clock here. Left to go in this one. North Union will pick up their second win of the season tonight. With it here now is Presby to the front court. Basket to our left. Back off to Crum up on top. Crum with it here now. Here's a shot put up from the left for the right corner. Is no good that time here now by Meyer. Rebound to Crum back inside. Loose basketball and a nice takeaway that time here by North Union. With it here this time, it will be Crouch taken away. Shot put up by Presby is no good. And I believe we might have some free throws here for Presby here for Central Springs. Yep, two free throws coming up here. They stop the clock with 81 seconds left to go in the game. And guilty of that one for North Union is Cale Vasky. His first pair of free throws coming up here now is no good for Braden Crum. Now four in, four out here for Central Springs. Crum going to stay in and shoot the free throws, or what are they going to do here? Well, a fifth guy is going to come in. It's going to check in, I should say. And if Crum makes the free throw, he's done for the night. And at the free throw line, as I mentioned, Braden Crum, if he makes the free throw, he's done. His second free throw is no good. Rebound taken this time by Vasky. Vasky gets that one back off to Crouch. Front court basket to our right. Crouch fires back to Bierstead now on the right wing. Looking back inside, knocked away. Out of bounds back here now to North Union. All right. Now Dyson Weichert will check in here now for North Union. And we have Crum coming out, I believe. Adler Rowe in the ballgame here now for, actually, Mikhail Ziv back in the ballgame. Three-point attempt by North Union is no good. Rebound taken by Bierstead. We're under 45 seconds left to go in the game. Bierstead now with it. Bounce pass inside this time. Looking back for number five, that is Dyson Weichert, and that's going to go out of bounds. Clock continues to wind down. 30 seconds left to go in the game. Here's Central Springs with it here now in the front court. With it here now is J.C. Hoopsch. Hoopsch with it now, top of the key, getting it back up to Cade Tabbert. Loose basketball, knocked out of bounds by North Union. Goes back to Central Springs with 10 seconds left to go in the game. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and that is the game. Final score, North Union wins the boys' game 65-28. And we'll come back with final numbers and the wrap-up here from Armstrong after we take this final timeout here on 98 Country.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
And we are back in Armstrong one last time here tonight as the Warriors of North Union take a doubleheader from Central Springs here tonight. Our boys' final was North Union 65 and Central Springs 28 as we take a look at the final numbers here in our boys' game tonight. Cohen Meyer with the 3 points, and then 2 points as well here from Jameson Rothmeyer, and 8 from Mason Dirksen, and a couple of guys leading the scoring here for Central Springs with 9 points apiece here, Braden Crum and J.C. Hoops, and they will drop to 0-7 after tonight's game. Now for North Union, they improved to 2-7 overall, and looking at these final numbers here, We have 8 points for Drew Henderson, 4 points here for Keaton Walters, 9 for Grayson Colgrove, 16 points for Jimmy Grady Madden, 4 points here for Cole Nickerson, 3 for Lane Bruin, and leading all scorers tonight in our boys' game was Cale Jones with 21 points. Final score, 65-28. And the girls' game also went to North Union tonight. Final score, 64-42. And it was Ainsley Ulrich leading the scoring for North Union and the girls tonight with 24, 16 points for Macy Bierstedt, and 11 here for Shaylee Walters. After tonight now, North Union has a couple more top of Iowa Conference games to go yet this week. And they are going to wrap up the first half of the top of Iowa Conference schedule, as they will be going to Eagle Grove tomorrow night, then hosting Gunner Hayfield Ventura back in Armstrong here on Friday night. Now for Central Springs, a couple of home games here for the Panthers as they wrap up their first half of the conference schedule, as they will be hosting Mason City Newman Catholic tomorrow night and then hosting Nashua Plainfield on Thursday night. Both of those games will be in Manly. That's going to wrap things up here for us tonight in Armstrong. Our thanks to all of our wonderful North Union Sports Club sponsors for bringing you tonight's game. Thanks to Reese Fenske back at our studios in Blue Earth, and our thanks to you for listening here as well. Once again, both of our final scores in the girls' game. It was North Union 64, Central Springs 42. And in the boys' game, North Union 65 and Central Springs 28. Coming up Thursday night, we'll be in Buffalo Center for another basketball doubleheader, as it will be the Titans of Grettinger, Terrell, Ruthven, Ayrshire making the road trip up from Grettinger to Buffalo Center. We'll have that doubleheader Thursday night right here on 98 Country. Our girls game at 6:15, boys to follow at around 7:30 right here on 98 Country. For KBEW 98 Country and KBEW 98Country.com Sports, I'm Royce Murrah saying good night from Armstrong.
You've been listening to North Union Warrior Sports, brought to you by Bank Midwest of Armstrong, Cornerstone Insurance Services of Sway City and Esterville, Clipperit Up of Sway City, State Line Publications, Bank Plus of Sway City and Ledyard, Johansson's Cafe of Bancroft, Baskey Sales and Service of Bancroft, Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong, Ringtel Communications of Ringstead, Armstrong, and Sway City, Arts Play Manufacturing Company of Armstrong, the North Union Community Schools, Main Street Pub of Bancroft, Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft, Greg Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft, Kossuth Regional Health Center of Algona, Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer of Bancroft, Tafe Wellness Center of Algona and Armstrong, East Chain LP Gas, Weaver's Other Store of Buffalo Center, State Line Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, United Hospital District, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson of Blue Earth and Wells, M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, and by Greg Heine, your Pioneer Seed Dealer of Delavan. This has been a sports presentation of KBEW and KBEW98Country.com Sports.
Old Dominion, it's called coming home. Hello, my name is John Glenn. Now, in a recent survey, 94% of dog owners consider the pooch a part of the family. That's not surprising. What is surprising is in this survey, more than half of the dog owners would break up with their significant other if they thought their best friend didn't like this partner.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey!
Our country!
Greatest radio station in town.
Here we go.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, it's sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink.
You need for today's country, 98 Country.
Summer air.
Vikings football. Hear all the action right here on 98 Country.
If you're on a port swing, baby, I'm on it. If you want a night out, baby, I'm all in. If you want a coin flip road trip anywhere you want to go, baby, just call it. If you're on a dance floor moving, I'm out there. Want to find some laid back and let down your brown hair. You call the shots if I'm ready or not. I don't care. Baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I want to wake up to. Give you all of my heart, the moon and the stars, till my time here on earth is through. 'Cause I just love, baby, I love doing life with you. Just for the sunshine, I'll hold your hand while we stand in the rain. I'll be your forever and not just your sometimes. I'll be your calm in a hurricane. So baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I want to wake up to. Give you all of my heart, the moon and the stars, till my time here on earth is through. 'Cause I just love. You're everything I want to wake up to. Give you all of my heart, the moon and the stars, till my time here on earth is through. 'Cause I just love, baby, I love doing life with you.
Kelsey Hart, it's called Life With You. These famous folks are all celebrating birthdays today, the 6th of January. Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson. He played Daryl Dixon on The Walking Dead, Norman Reedus. Eddie Redmayne won an Oscar for his portrayal of Stephen Hawkins in The Theory of Everything. Saturday Night Live fame, Kate McKinnon. Ree Drummond, the Pioneer Woman. Julie Chen, host of The Big Brother. And my favorite Trump sibling, Eric, also celebrating today. And if it's your special day today, happy birthday. I hope all your birthday wishes come true.
You in?
Oh, yeah.
Country music's the best, for sure.
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.
Too. Better watch out for the boys in blue and all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know? Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window. Console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on good times.
days, the way we were raised in our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in. Chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. Turning off a real life driving, that's right. I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right. I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires.
Making life count. Damn, I can use a little more. Back then, right.
98 Country.
Pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground.